most of the time that we do got. She can fall in love when I get her in the coupe. She's reminded I'm a dupe. I'm a dude always on the up and up. She go tell her friends that the gold has been hitting the rough. Had to stick away for a sec while the chunk of bump. I'm in that fun, yeah, so I stay lit. I don't need the chief to be getting my lift. I don't need a band just to live in my grip. As I found out with the grind, out to the piff like nah. No smoke, I can get real down when I'm broken. I don't see a way out with no hope, but she can keep me cool, calm, that's dope. And I said,
ooh. Rough Riders baseball is just 2 minutes away.
When all my fears are talking and my back's against the wall, I'm still standing tall. I'm unstoppable.
Come on.
For all the times I gave up midway,
all of them.
For listening to what my so-called friends say.
Remember?
I just know I came too far to quit now.
Quit now.
Plus I'm still hungry, need templates. So relax, I'm back. No relapse, just he raps when he hears the track. His story lines up with his glory, all facts. And I'm just knowing so thankful for that. When I realized where he took me from, my cry. Cause I remember how I felt when I ain't have none. Finally see a little bit of success but lose my grandma. It's all a lesson, gotta learn to love no matter.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders baseball.
So let's celebrate, yeah, let's celebrate, oh yeah. We're gonna levitate, there'll be better days, yeah, yeah. Let it resonate, throw the stress away, yeah, yeah. Another day, come on, baby, let's wake up and celebrate. Come on,
celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating more, ayy. Celebrate, yeah, I'm celebrating.
Just 30 more seconds.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Josh Warden.
It's good to be back home in Frisco as we begin a new six-game series at Riders Field here in Frisco, Texas. Welcome back on the Riders Baseball Network, everybody, and happy 4th of July. Pleased to be with you for Independence Day. Should have a packed house tonight at Riders Field. We begin a new six-game series between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds, the AA affiliate of the Oakland Athletics, coming in to face the Texas Rangers AA affiliate. Alongside the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley, my name's Josh Warden. Pleased to be with you for a great crowd on hand here at Riders Field. Let's go quickly through the starting pitchers today. So we got a conversation coming up with pitching coach John Goble, and a guy he's familiar with, making his AA debut today on the mound for the Rough Riders. Josh Steven takes the hill. He's just 21 years old, and he's from this area, just 36 miles south of Riders Field, when he went to high school at South Grand Prairie High. He's from DeSoto, Texas. His third year of minor league baseball, and he gets the call up to AA and his first appearance with the Rough Riders today. Jack Perkins is the right-hand pitcher for the Rockhounds today, a 5.74 ERA this season, making his fourth start since his call-up from the high A level. Midland is 5-1 so far since the midway point. Frisco is 3-3. Two teams looking to win the second half title and make it into the postseason. We'll come back with pitching coach John Goble here on this Independence Day, getting ready for a 7:05 first pitch between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds here from Riders Field and on the Riders Baseball Network.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest at Riders Field. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friend and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Welcome back on Independence Day. The Frisco Rough Riders beginning a series with the Midland Rockhounds. Chatted yesterday with John Goble, the pitching coach with the Frisco Rough Riders back when we were in San Antonio. And the very next day, today, we're playing in Frisco. Here's part two of that conversation with John Goble, including a first question about Josh Steven pitching for Hickory and then just joining the Rough Riders today, being activated on the roster and getting his first start with Frisco on 4th of July. So here is pitching coach John Goble.
We got Josh at the end of the year last year in Hickory, too. He was really good for us. He's got a plus-plus slider. He kind of pitches off of his slider, sinks it and cuts it with the fastball. But the slider and the changeup were kind of his bread and butter and kind of lean a little bit more slider heavy. But Josh is he's a confident kid. Like, he's a personality kid, too. Like, he'll soak all that in tomorrow. He'll love it. Especially, he's a Texas kid, too. He's from pretty close to Frisco. So that's going to be something that I'm sure he's going to have a lot of family there, and he's going to have a lot of adrenaline pumping. But he's kind of a big game type mind when he's on the mound. So I imagine Josh will handle that all pretty well.
Yeah. Our pregame guest here is John Goble, the pitching coach. And before you joined the Rangers organization, one of your stops was at Parkland in the junior college level. There's a guy you recruited, and Antoine Kelly, who you're now coaching here. With the Frisco Rough Riders. And apparently you saw something out of him coming out of high school that you saw at least a little bit of what he would become. And he's been pitching effectively at the double-A level, and we see some really nasty stuff. When you think back to when you first encountered him, could you see a little bit of what he is now? Is this kind of what you thought he might become when you look 5, 6, 7 years down the road?
Yeah, I think Antoine's – I mean, since he was 17 or 18 years old, it was always, wow, that's a really special left-handed arm. But then it was always, you know, is he going to throw enough strikes? Can he spin the breaking ball? Can he do all the other things out on the mound between the lines as far as becoming the kind of a more complete competitive pitcher? Obviously, at the junior college level, he was carried by stuff. And even to a certain extent early, I actually asked him the other day, I said, is this the best you've thrown in your pro career? And he was like, nah, I don't think so. And I kind of was like, really, you think that? He goes, well, now that I think about it, he goes, at the lower levels in the complex league, I don't think I was pitching as good, but I had as many strikes because guys were chasing. And he goes, they were swinging at a lot of stuff. He goes, I think this is probably the most actual in-zone action I've done. And that's a big step for him to just realize that mentally. I mean, that's the big thing. I've gotten extremely close with Antoine throughout the year. I think he's made unbelievable strides from where he was at in spring training and what he did last year and where he's at now. And I think one of the biggest things, like, he really enjoys, like, the competitive side of pitching right now. And I don't know if he would have been – I'm not going to speak for him, but I don't know if he would have been if he would say that, you know, last year or even early in this year, that he enjoyed going out there and competing with guys on base and trying to clean up inherited runners and stuff like that. He's really enjoying that. He wants to do it. And he kind of has a mentality, like, I want to prove a lot of people that I can do things that maybe people didn't think I was capable of doing. And he's done a really good job of that. But, yeah, in high school, he didn't really give me a whole lot of the time of the day in recruiting. I knew I wanted him. He had a special arm, but he had a lot of other clubs that wanted him too. But, yeah, he's in a really good mental state right now. He's confident in what he's doing. I thought his last outing was great because he threw a bunch of sliders. He even shook off to a slider to strike one of the right-handed hitters out, which is – those are big growing moments for him.
Yeah.
They look like small things, but they're very big growing moments for him. Because him kind of taking control and driving his own boat is extremely important.
Yeah. Last thing for you, we've got a 4th of July game coming up. did you have any 4th of July traditions, whether within baseball or growing up outside of baseball, any fun 4th of July memories, stories, traditions, particular baseball game you played, any 4th of July memories that come to mind?
Probably like Legion Ball. Legion Ball was huge, like 4th of July. Kind of as far as like I coached travel ball for a while, and those honestly, those memories were me like not being able to be with my family and going to coach a travel ball team on 4th of July, which wasn't always the most enjoyable. My family's always liked fireworks. Since the time I can remember, 4th of July has been baseball. I mean, it's like I don't remember having a 4th of July where there wasn't some sort of baseball tournament involved. I did love like Legion Ball. I think we had like kind of like a district 4th of July tournament, and there was always like cookouts and stuff like that. And Legion Ball, when I was playing Legion Ball, it was probably right at the end of the height of Legion, and then it started to fade into a little bit more of a select travel ball thing. So my Legion memories of Junior Legion and Senior Legion back in Edwardsville around the 4th of July time, those are probably my favorite, some of my favorite memories of just having 4th of July with my friends and family. I know my my family's going to a little 4th of July parade tonight back home where we're from. So, I mean, it kind of – on one side, it sucks to miss that, but on the same side, I can't imagine 4th of July without baseball. So,
I hope to make some more memories against Midland on 4th of July. Should be fun. John, thanks for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you. All
right. There's John Goble on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
Hey guys, this is Noah Bremer, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network. Go Riders!
Welcome back to Independence Day. We've got first pitch on the other side of this break. We'll step aside from the national anthem and starting lineups on the other side, plus first pitch right after this break on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark Mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
When you're craving the delicious Whataburger Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, time moves more slowly, like in this commercial. Because waiting for three crunchy chicken strips for 9 seconds feels more like an hour. Imagining melty cheese for 8 seconds seems like a fortnight. And picturing tangy buffalo sauce and creamy ranch for 13 seconds is like an eon. Ah, that's a long 30 seconds, but this sandwich is so worth it. Whataburger's Buffalo Ranch Chicken Strip Sandwich, just like you like it. Back for a limited time at participating locations.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride! The Riders bring the spirit of the State Fair to Frisco on August 18th for State Fair Night. Come out to Riders Field, enjoy a Fletcher's Corny Dog, interact with Mr. Corny, and watch the Rough Riders play as their alternate identity, the Frisco Corny Dogs. August 18th is State Fair Night, so get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've seen 20 years of Frisco Rough Riders baseball, and the 20th anniversary weekend continues with Day 2, Saturday, September 2nd. Take a trip back to 2003 as we transform the ballpark like it was Day 1 of Rough Riders baseball. Saturday's game will feature a 20th anniversary poster giveaway and an opportunity to see former star players and participate in the alumni autograph session. Celebrate 20 great years of Rough Riders baseball at Anniversary Weekend, September 1st through the 3rd. Let's ride.
Luis Angel Acuña wins it for the Rough Riders.
Up to the wall, and that ball is out of here. Chris sees homers again.
Nick Tanaloo with his second homer of the inning.
And now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Riders Baseball Network.
Swinging a drive, deep right field, it's long gone for a grand slam.
And Acuña hammers a breaking ball deep to left field. This one is grand.
A fly ball into left center field with some carry. Acuña to the warning track, it's out of here!
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003 and reigning Texas League champions.
Strom in. He's under it. He makes the catch. The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Josh Warden.
On Independence Day, the Frisco Rough Riders are ready to go to take on the Midland Rockhounds on a gorgeous day for baseball in Frisco, Texas. Hi, everybody, and welcome to Riders Field. The Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds in Game 1 of this six-game series. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Josh, take it away with the starting lineups.
All right, thank you, Zach. For the Midland Rockhounds leading off is Lawrence Butler playing right field. Brett Harris bats second and plays third. Daryl Hernandez is the shortstop hitting third. Denzel Clark, the cleanup man and center fielder. Shane McGuire will bat fifth and is the catcher. J.J. Schwarz bats sixth, the first baseman. Johnny Butler hits seventh, the left fielder. Lazaro Armenteros, the eight-hole hitter and designated hitter. Drew Swift bats ninth and is the second baseman. Now for the Frisco Rough Riders, leading off is Aaron Zavala. He plays left field tonight. Evan Carter with his team-leading 316 average is a center fielder. Then Luis Angel Acuña bats third and is the shortstop. Thomas Ajayi, the cleanup man, and the third baseman. Then is Trevor Hover playing right field. Kellen Strom DHing and hitting sixth. Josh Hatcher playing first and batting seventh. Liam Hicks catching, and then the nine-hole hitter, Jax Biggers, playing second base.
All right, we are set for baseball from Riders Field. It is a gorgeous day, absolutely beautiful. It's 94 degrees, the feels like of 101. The Frisco Rough Riders are set to go against the Midland Rockhounds on this perfect day for baseball. South Grand Prairie's own Josh Steven is out on the hill, and he's set to face Lawrence Butler to start the game. Butler in from the left side, Steven back into his wind, and the first pitch, it's over but low, and it's one ball and no strikes. We're underway at 7:06 in the p.m. on this perfect Tuesday evening. One of the biggest crowds you'll ever see in Frisco. Here's the wind back in the 1-0. Check swing and a strike on the outside corner. It's one ball and one strike on Steven. The Rough Riders splitting the series last week in San Antonio. The pitch is cut on and missed. The count goes to one ball and two strikes. And Steven making his AA debut today with the Rough Riders. The 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He got him. Josh Steven strikes out the first batter he sees at the AA level. And there's one away in the first inning. That brings Brett Harris to the plate. Just underway in the top of the first inning. Brett Harris, the number 12 prospect in the A's organization. Steven looks in for his sign. He's got it back into his windup in the pitch. Just high off the outside edge, maybe a bit away. And it's one ball and no strikes. Josh Steven making his AA debut with High A Hickory. He went 6-3 with a 2.17 ERA. The pitch inside, he hit him on a left hit. So Brett Harris hit by a pitch, and he reaches here in the first inning. Darryl Hernaez, the shortstop, stands in with one out and a runner aboard in the first inning. The number 14 prospect in the A's organization.
Number two, Hernaez.
Hitting .324 on the season, five homers and 38 runs batted in. Steven winds back and fires. Or I should say from the stretch, he delivers. A low, and it's one ball and no strikes. In those 12 games, 11 starts for Steven. 62 and a third inning, 73 strikeouts to 12 walks. Here's the stretch. And the right-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss. One ball and one strike. That's that slider from Josh Steven. He'll go fastball on a four-seamer, sinker, or the two-seam, a slider and a changeup. From the first base side of the rubber, he stretches the 1-1, is drilled down the left field line, high towards the corner, and foul. Just foul. Hernaez got out in front of it. He was bidding for his sixth home run of the season. Instead, it's a foul ball into the left field corner. A one ball and two strikes of the shortstop for Midland. As mentioned, the Rough Riders split the series in San Antonio to start the second half, so they're 3-3 in the second half of play. While on the other side, San Antonio is 5-1, or I'd say Midland is 5-1 after beating Corpus Christi five of the six games in the series and losing in the finale on Sunday. Steven ready from the stretch, and the right-hander delivers home the 1-2 pitch to Hernaez. Outside, and it's two balls and two strikes. Defense behind Steven looks like this. It's Aaron Zavala in left, Evan Carter in center, and Trevor Hover in right field. Thomas Sejasi has third base, Luis Angel Acuna at short, Jax Biggers the second baseman, and Josh Hatcher at first. Liam Hicks does the catching, and a quick throw over to check on Harris, who has six steals this year. And he's back in safely. Ty Krause is our home plate umpire, the crew chief in this three-man Texas League crew. Felix Neon is down the first base line, and Jared Molman, our third base umpire. Stretching the 2-2. Swinging a foul back into Hicks's glove. He hangs on for strike three. Two strikeouts for Josh Steven in his home and double-A debut. Denzel Clark hits. And one of the reasons why Josh Steven is such a good story pitching here in Frisco is he grew up about 40 minutes away from here, born in DeSoto, Texas, and went to South Grand Prairie High School. Stretching the pitch to Denzel Clark. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 0-1. Steven grew up a Rangers fan and grew up wishing and hoping that one day he would play in Arlington with the Texas Rangers, and he takes the next step pitching here in Double A. One thing he did very, very well at the high A level was limit base runners. Opponents just hit 175 against him. He stretches in the 0-1. Breaking ball, fouled back to the net behind home, and it's still Steven ahead in the count. He's now ahead 0-2. Over 12 starts, he walked just 12 batters and surrendered just 38 hits. Well, walks plus hits per inning pitched of under one, which is fantastic, and a .80 whip. He's ready from the stretch, and the 0-2 pitch on the way to Denzel Clark. Blowing off the outside corner with the slider, it's one ball and two strikes. That slider is a very heavy pitch, meaning he throws it low in the zone well, and it has good sink on it. He'll get a ton of ground balls with that slider. In addition to a good sinker that he throws, and he started to throw a cutter in the offseason, but he started throwing it so much that his four-seamer has kind of become a hard cutter. The pitch. Whacked foul right side out of play, and it's one ball and two strikes on Clark. And so he doesn't necessarily throw that cutter very much anymore as much as his four-seamer cuts a little bit. He'll throw that slider a lot, though, almost 50% of the time. That last fastball coming in at 94. He's ready from the stretch. And the 1-2 on the way. Swinging a chopper, third base side, and hugging the chalk, but it goes foul. So JC has it in foul territory, and it's one ball and two strikes still on Denzel Clark. Starting things off in the first inning. This will be the 16th pitch upcoming of the frame for Steven. Last name spelled S-T-E-P-H-A-N, but pronounced Steven. A lot of friends and family in attendance here in this game, and it's a great game to pitch in, obviously, with it being July 4th, but on top of everything, it's also a tough game to get a lot of friends and family out to because we're sold out today here at Riders Field. Steven ready from the stretch. And the 1-2 on the way. Foul back. Still one ball and two strikes. So Midland Rockhounds team 5-1 in the second half, but just 31-37 on the season. They took a nosedive with 18 games remaining left in the first half. They were first in the division, and they ended up almost last, just ahead of the Rough Riders in the Texas League South standings in the first half. They're the second-best hitting club in the Texas League overall by batting average this season, hitting .256 as a team. Steven fires over to first, and Harris gets back in. And they're third in runs per game, averaging 5.4 runs per contest, just ahead of the Rough Riders. Steven ready from the stretch. Slight pull side shift on the infield for the right-handed hitting batter, Clark. And the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Josh Steven strikes out this side in his Double-A debut. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. Rough Riders coming to the plate next against Jack Perkins. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Evan Carter with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
What a performance by Josh Steven, striking out the side in his first career Double-A inning. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Aaron Zavala who leads things off for the Rough Riders. Zavala, Evan Carter, and Luis Angel Acuna for Frisco. Jack Perkins, the right-hander on the hill, on the other side for Midland. First pitch. Fastball. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Perkins, 23 years old, 6'1", 220-pounder out of Kokomo, Indiana. The 0-1. Just outside, and it's one ball and one strike. He finished out his collegiate career at Indiana University, but graduated in 3 years at the University of Louisville. He rocks back into his wine in the 1-1. Swinging a pop-up on the infield, left side. Third baseman Harris coming in into foul ground, and he makes the catch. One away in the first inning for Evan Carter. No score. Rough Riders and Rockhounds. Carter hitting .316. That's third in the Texas League. One back in the first pitch. Misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Carter had a monster series last time out against the San Antonio Missions. Overall in the series, he collected 12 hits. The pitch, high and outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Carter, since returning from the injured list over his last 11 games, is hitting .465. 2-0. High off the outside corner, and it's three balls and no strikes. Not only is he picking up all those hits with 20 hits in his last 11 games, but also hitting for power. Seven extra base hits, the 3-0. Outside corner for a called strike, and it's 3-1. And in addition to that, he's driving in runs and scoring runs. Three home runs, 12 RBIs, and 11 runs scored in his last 11 games. 3-0. Al Bat just clips the top of the netting and goes down into the stands. 3-2. One out, nobody on for Evan Carter in the first inning. Jack Perkins, the 23-year-old, started the season in High A Lansing, pitching his fourth game at the AA level. Payoff pick. Swinging a bouncer up the middle to the shortstop. Hernandez has got it, and he throws out Carter for the second out. Two down for Luis Angel Acuña. On a mat for the first inning, no score. Acuña batting .301 on the season. Six home runs. Perkins winds and delivers. A slider low and away and a check swing. Acuña went around. It's 0-1. So far in the three starts for Perkins, 15 and two-thirds innings, he's allowed 10 earned. He has struck out 17 and walked 7. The 0-1 is chopped on the ground. Third base side. Back in at stop. Hernandez in the hole. It's short. Bounce throw. Not in time. Acuña beats it out. Infield single for Luis Angel Acuña. He's aboard for Thomas Sejace. Acuña increases his hitting streak to 8 consecutive games. He hit in 7 straight, hitting .355 during that stretch. And now Thomas Sejace stands in. Right-hander ready from the stretch. And Perkins, a long pause. He rocks home. High and tight, so JC bends him back. And it's one ball and no strikes. On this gorgeous day, 94 degrees, a feels like of 101. Soft winds blowing out to left field at 13 miles an hour. Perkins comes ready from the stretch, and he fires over to first, chasing Acuña back. Let's check out the defense behind Jack Perkins. It's Johnny Butler in left, Denzel Clark in center, and Lawrence Butler in right, no relation. Brett Harris at third, Daryl Hernandez at shortstop, Drew Swift at second, J.J. Schwarz holding on Acuña, the pitch. Chopper foul at the plate, and it's one ball and one strike. And Shane McGuire is the catcher today for Jack Perkins. Perkins, when he started his season at the High A level in Lansing, went 3-3 with a 2.52 ERA. 10 appearances, 9 starts. The biggest difference here at the AA level, he's giving up a ton more hits. Opponents hit just .182 against him at the High A level. Opponents are hitting .297 against him here in AA. He readies in the 1-1 to Sejace. Just away, and it's two balls and one strike. It's funny talking to Sejace before today's game and saying, you know, we're going to have possibly 12,000 people here in Frisco today. Have you ever played in front of a crowd that big? The pitch. He swings, chops at third base side, just foul. And it's 2-2. And he said, no, that's the biggest crowd I've ever played in front of, but it doesn't really matter to me. He said he's able to block that out really easily, and he can't tell. He said everything just feels like high school. He's like, oh, did you have big crowds in high school? No. He said everything just feels like baseball, and that's the way he likes it. Two balls, two strikes to the third baseman. The pitch. High and tight again, backed him away, and it's 3-2.
If you're out of high school drawing 12,000, I want to go to that high school.
Yeah, no kidding. It's got to be a powerhouse. He calls time and steps out. 3-2 on Sejace with a runner at first. That's Acuña, two outs. Acuña leading the league with 33 steals. Perkins ready from the stretch. The payoff pitch, runner goes, swinging a ground ball. That's through the left side into left field. Acuna stops around second, tries to get back in, and he just gets back in ahead of the throw. Johnny Butler, the left fielder, throwing behind Acuna. Runners at first and second for the Riders. That brings Trevor Hover to the plate. Rough Riders with a pair of hits, one to the shortstop, one past the shortstop into left. And now it's Trevor Hover. Hover riding a 12-game hitting streak into this one. Hitting .372 over his last 12 games. Couple half swings to the hill. Perkins ready from the stretch. Looks back towards second, pitches. Hover takes high and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Well, Hover during this stretch has pulled his batting average up just shy of .250 to .249. He got the day off yesterday in the series finale in San Antonio. The offering home. Fits just high and outside. It's two balls and no strikes to Hover. His average was near .200 when this series, I should say when this streak started, his hitting streak of his. Look back towards second. Acuna back into the pin. High off the outside corner, 3-0. Another thing Hover does really, really well is draw walks. He's fourth in the league in walk rate, walking at over 15% of the time. Perkins stretches, peers back to second, the pin. High and inside, ball four. Base is loaded for Kellen Strong. Rough Riders trying to strike first in this first inning. Kellen Strom, a .235 hitter on the season, but he's been better as of late. Right-hander stretches and fires. Outside, five straight out of the zone. It's 1-0. Rough Riders already driving that pitch count up for Perkins. This will be his 23rd pitch of the inning. He readies and brings in the 1-0. Breaking ball inside. Two balls and no strikes on Kellen. Rough Riders designated hitter today. This is a big opportunity for Strom, not only because the Rough Riders can find the scoreboard first, but also to try and pick up a big hit. With runner in scoring position, the pitch. Off the outside corner, it's three balls and no strikes. 7 straight out of the zone for Perkins, and nowhere to put Kellen Strong. Here's the stretch. The 3-0. Inside for ball four, and the Riders lead 1-0. All this damage coming with 2 outs. Acuna comes in to score from third. Sejasi to third. Hover to second. Strom with a RBI walk. And Josh Hatcher makes his way to the plate. But not before a mound visit for the pitching coach, Chris Smith. Well, this could not go any worse for Jack Perkins in this first inning after getting those 2 outs.
Tell you what, that Acuna single to the left side that he just barely beat out, that's huge, not only getting the run because that started this whole thing, but now Jack Perkins has thrown 14 pitches since then. It's basically been a whole extra inning that he's added, that he's needed to throw, and he hasn't even gotten the third out yet.
He's in search of that first out with Josh Hatcher to the plate. The right-hander brings it. Outside corner, a strike. And it's 0-1, and there's his first strike in the last 3 hitters. 0-1 on Hatcher, who himself is on his 7-game hitting streak. The 0-1. A pop-up. Left side, foul territory, and he gets out of play into the seats. Oh, and 2 on Hatcher. Bases still loaded for the Rough Riders. Bottom of the first inning, Frisco leads 1-0. Perkins ready from the stretch. And the 0-2 pitch to Hatcher. He swings and misses for strike three, and the Riders leave him loaded. But they get a run. One run on two hits, no errors, and three left on. We go to the top of the second inning. It's 1-0 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network. You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
A lot happens in a child's first 5 years, from rolling on their tummy, to crawling, to running and jumping, or from discovering numbers and letters, to solving math problems and writing stories, from learning to care for themselves, to caring for others, sharing their ideas, and listening too. It's all part of the Primrose Balanced Learning Approach, where children learn the skills, academic and beyond, that will serve them for the rest of their lives. Learn more about balanced learning at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
This is former Rough Riders shortstop Jonathan Arnelis, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Into the top of the second inning, the Rough Riders leading 1-0 over the Midland Rockhounds. A bases loaded walk from Kellen Strom gives the Rough Riders the lead, and now Shane McGuire leads it off against Josh Steven, who struck out three batters in that first inning. Out of the four he faced, he hit Brett Harris, but that was the only man to reach against him. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy 4th of July, everybody. It's a beautiful day here in Frisco, and a great crowd on hand to celebrate Independence Day. Hope everyone is either grilling out or enjoying the off day. Thanks for joining us. First pitch to Shane McGuire in the second. There's a fly ball off the end of the bat, foul out of play to the left side, and it's 0-1. 4th of July is always a day to be with family and friends and celebrate what has been what a great country this is. And, of course, with a national pastime, it's always important to come out of the ballpark as well. Baseball has certainly been hand-in-hand with the 4th of July for a long time. The 0-1 fouled straight back, and it's 0-2. And a lot of fans coming out here to Riders Field today for it. Josh Steven making his Double-A debut. If you're not too familiar with Josh Steven, he's a guy who is very familiar with this ballpark. He peels back in the 0-2. Down low and inside, it's 1-2. He grew up not too far away from here and probably would have been drafted in the 2020 draft had it been the normal draft, but because of COVID, it was shortened to just 5 rounds. He winds in the 1-2. Breaking ball, hit foul back behind home, and it's still 1-2 on McGuire. He was committed to Stephen F. Austin out of high school at South Grand Prairie High School. But he was negotiating with the Rangers, and basically what they talked to him about was, you know, iron sharpens iron. They want you to be with some of the best guys that you'll find and help you become the best baseball player you can be. The 1-2 is outside. 2-2, missing with a fastball. And so he signed for the $20,000. That was the maximum you could sign a non-drafted free agent for that year. 2-2. Swing and a foul back into Hicks's glove. He hangs on for strike three. 4 strikeouts for Josh Steven. 1 away, and J.J. Schwarz stands in. Josh Steven has been a strikeout pitcher his entire career in the minors. And he's racking him up 4 already through 4 outs recorded. His career high 11 he did earlier this year. The pitch. Slider inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1. He struck out 11 on June 14th at home against Bowling Green with Hickory. He winds back in the 0-1. outside, missing with the slider, and it's one ball and one strike. So an opportunity to possibly reach those heights. Keeps on going at this pace. 1-1 pitch on the way. Swinging a ground ball to short. Acuna comes up with a backhand. He slings it on to first, sidearm, and retires Schwartz. Two outs, and here's Johnny Butler. Butler playing in just his third game at the AA level. Two outs, bases clear. 1-0 Rough Riders in the top of the second inning. Left-handed batter, the right-hander winds and fires. Low off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes. Butler out of NC State. Start of the season with High A Lansing. And just came up here to Midland, the pitch. Chopper back up the middle, Acuna charges, picks with a short hop, slings it to first, got him, and there's the inning. A 1-2-3 inning for Josh Steven. He's looking like a world beater so far through two. 1-0 Rough Riders to the bottom of the second on the Riders Baseball Network. The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minniesfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Into the bottom of the second inning, Liam Hicks leads it off for the Rough Riders. Frisco leading 1-0 over the Midland Rockhounds in this game one of the six-game series in Frisco, Texas. Jack Perkins back into his wine, and the right-hander's first pitch. High and inside, it's one ball and no strikes. Liam Hicks, Jax Biggers, Aaron Zavala. Bottom two of the order, and then the top of the card for the Rough Riders. Perkins peels back and offers. High and away, it's two balls, no strikes. Hicksy hitting 207 on the season. And OPS just under 700. The 2-0. Bottom of the zone, a called strike. Fastball at 94. 2-1. Hicks trying to be or get his way back to the hitter we saw when he first came up to the Rough Riders. As the next offering is down the heart of the plate for a strike, and it's two balls and two strikes. He was such a big offensive force for Frisco when he first came up from High A Hickory. Perkins looks in for his sign. He's got it. 2-2. Swinging a broken bat. Grounder out to second base. Swift has got it. He fires onto first base in time for the out. The barrel of that bat went helicoptering into the stands down the right field line, and a fan ended up with it. Well, that one was sawed off completely on a helicoptering barrel of the bat. That's dangerous down the right side into the stands. One out of the second inning for Jax Biggers. One nothing Rough Riders, bottom half of the second. Perkins winds back, delivers. Fouled away, left side, it's 0-1. Biggers homered his fourth home run of the season in yesterday's game in San Antonio, a three-run shot. Rough Riders winning yesterday 11-3. A big offensive output in the finale, the 0-1. Down low, and it's 1-1. Really, the big takeaways from that series in San Antonio are ultimately that the bullpen was very good. And when the Riders get starting pitching, the 1-1 cut on and missed, and it's 1-2. And they're able to put a few runs up on the board. That's when they have their best success. One ball, two strikes. The pitch. Just inside, and it's 2-2 on Biggers. The Rough Riders have had a lot of different starting pitchers this year. 14 different guys, and Steven today makes 15. 2-2 on the way to Jacks. Swinging a fly ball down the left side. Long run for Butler coming in. It falls. Biggers around first, and he stops right there. Good throw from Butler getting it in. Biggers is aboard with a single down the left field line. Third hit for the Rough Riders today on the offensive side. Back up to the top of the order now, Aaron Zavala. 1-0 Rough Riders. Zavala popped down to the third baseman Brett Harris back in the first inning. Perkins delivers. Down low and inside. It's 1-0 on Zavala, who's put together a very nice last couple of games. Zavala over his last three, 4-9 with 4 walks. The pitch. Sails outside. Count goes to 2-0 on Zavala. He's been an on-base machine over the course of his career and finally starting to see that after what was a tough start for him. 2-0. Swinging a little looper, foul left side off the fist. It's 2-1. Run already on 3 hits for the Rough Riders, and Evan Carter looms on deck. Zavala locks the bat over his left shoulder. Perkins, the 2-1, it's fouled away left side. On top of the sweet level, and it's 2-2 on Zavala. The left-handers have had a lot more success against Perkins during his short time here in AA than right-handers have. Lefties came into the game hitting .344 against him. Right-handers hitting .250, and the same exact number of at-bats as well. Throw goes over to first base, and Biggers dives back in. More of a flop back in. He wasn't very far off the base at that point. 2-2 on the Riders' left fielder. Perkins with a glove at the belt. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Zavala strikes out on a 95-mile-an-hour fastball elevated. Second strikeout for Perkins. 2 outs for Evan Carter. Carter grounded out to the shortstop. Hernandez back in the first. Carter, when he went on the injured list, it was because of a sore right wrist. Stretching the pitch. A check swing and a pitch down low and inside. He did not go around. 1-0. He was hit by a pitch on that wrist, and then when he was diving back into a base, he was hit on the same exact spot on an errant throw. The 1-0, a pop-up left side of the infield. Harris over into foul ground. Into the coaching box, makes the catch, and that retires the side in the second. Well, the Rough Riders held scoreless. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. We go to the top of the third inning next. It's the Rough Riders 1, the Rockhounds nothing. Josh Warden on the play-by-play when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed 2-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
We continue on Independence Day here in Frisco, Texas, into the third inning. And a series opener between the Frisco Rough Riders and the Midland Rockhounds. It's a 1-0 lead for the host Rough Riders. Into the top of the third, Josh Steven back to work and facing Lazaro Armenteros for the first time tonight. Stevens' double-A debut continues. His first pitch is a bit low on a fastball, and it's 1-0. He went 1-2-3 last inning and has not yet allowed a hit in this ballgame, getting called up from high A today. 1-0 slider down and away. Two balls and no strikes, having struck out three in the first inning, allowing one base runner on a hit batter and then going 1-2-3 in the second inning with one more strikeout. The 2-0 offering to Johnny Butler is just off the outside. To Armenteros, three balls and no strikes. Armenteros leading off. Drew Swift is next, and Lawrence Butler is the third batter this inning. Here's a 3-0 pitch. It is over the plate, but a bit low. And a four-pitch walk to begin the third inning for Lazaro Armenteros. So brings up Drew Swift with a runner on. As we continue in the third inning, 1-0 Rough Riders in the top half of the third. These stands are about as full as they have gotten all season long and in the history of the Rough Riders. Just one of the best crowds ever in the 20-year history of Frisco baseball. The first pitch from Steven is low to Drew Swift, the Arizona State product, and former teammates with Frisco's right fielder, Trevor Hover. They came into ASU at the same time. Liam Hicks jumps out of his crouch to go talk with Josh Steven after he throws five balls to begin this third inning. 1-0 Rough Riders in the third. Drew Swift, who was an eighth-round pick out of Arizona State in 2021, left Tempe a year after Trevor Hover, but they entered the same season. They're both from Chandler, Arizona. Trevor Hover went to Perry High School, went to Arizona State, and Drew Swift went to Hamilton High School and stayed in the Grand Canyon State to play for the Sun Devils. A 1-0 pitch to Drew Swift, the right-hand batter and second baseman. He swung on and missed. Fastball upper half of the zone. And Josh Steven gets his first strike of the inning. One ball, one strike. Nobody out yet in the third with a runner on. Trevor Hover playing a bit towards the line to his former college teammate. The 1-1 pitch is fouled right back. If Swift hits it to his old Sun Devil teammate, he'll have to go opposite way. Right-hand hitter, and now has a 1-2 count. Swift made it to double-A not long after Hover did. Trevor Hover made it up to this classification late last season, and Swift made it this season for the first time. 1-2 the count to Drew Swift. Here comes Josh Steven, the right-hander. Swung on and hit Hover's way. Trevor comes in. He can't get there. Bounces in front of him. He plays it on a hop. Drew Swift around first. He stays there for a base hit. Armenteros to third. It's a no-out single on a 1-2 pitch for Drew Swift to hit it to right field to his old college teammate for a base hit. So first and third for the Rockhounds with the tying run 90 feet away.
And Lawrence Butler, the batter, with nobody out. Series opener here in Frisco on the 4th of July. We'll play through the 9th. Six in a row, part of a 12 in a row stretch for the Rough Riders, halfway through a 12-game stretch with no days off. The opening pitch to Butler is outside. Ball one. His at-bat begins the same way it did back in the first inning with a pitch low and away. He ended up striking out against Josh Steven. The first of three strikeouts in that first inning. Steven made his Double-A debut and still in his first game here with the Rough Riders. No runs allowed yet. The 1-0 pitch. Butler takes a hack and fouls it directly behind home plate on a pop fly. Lawrence Butler leading the team, 17 doubles on the year, 10 home runs. Both of those first on the team and a 290 batting average. It's one of the best on the squad. One ball, one strike to Butler. Infield shifted to the right, a throw over to first to put the runner back. That's Drew Swift. Quick enough back to the pillow to avoid the pickoff. First and third, Armenteros is the tying run at third base. And Drew Swift, the go-ahead run at first. Nobody out in the third inning. Josh Steven deals the 1-1. It is outside. And ball two to Lawrence Butler. He's the right fielder today. Good speed. 12 steals on the season. Normally they're center fielder, but he mixes in at a couple different spots. He'll play first base. He'll DH. He'll play right and center field. The 2-1 sling from Josh Steven to Lawrence Butler is inside. And Josh Steven in a tough spot here. A hitter's count to Lawrence Butler with a 3-1 margin right now. And he has runners in the corners with nobody out. See what it can do to try to start getting out of this jam. A 3-1 offering from Steven. A breaking ball hits the outside corner. Good looking pitch that just barely nicked the low outside edge. And Josh Steven gets back into it. Three balls, two strikes to Lawrence Butler. It's a righty-lefty matchup, so advantage to the hitter. The payoff pitch from Josh Steven from the stretch. Here it comes. Swung on, a grounder first base side. Actually, it's Biggers, the second baseman. His only play is to first. He gets the out. It scores a run. This ball game is tied on an RBI ground out for Lawrence Butler. Not the worst outcome in the world for Josh Steven, who was down three balls and one strike. And to get weak contact and induce the ground out is at least the first out of the inning. A 4-3 put out. It's a 1-1 tie now in Frisco. As Armenteros comes home, Drew Swift advanced to second on the sequence. And Brett Harris is the batter. So Frisco with a two-out rally back in the first inning to get a run. And now that run equaled by Midland. A 1-1 tie in the top half of the third. Now the first pitch to Brett Harris, the third baseman. Swung on and slashed over the right side. A foul ball to the concourse. And strike one on Brett Harris. The wind blowing softly out towards center to left center. Outfield playing in normal positioning to the right hand, hitting Brett Harris, who did not put a ball in play back in the first inning when he was hit by a pitch. And reach base was the only base runner for Midland until this inning in the third. And they've already scored a run by the time he comes up again. The 0-1 pitch to Harris. He takes a hack and fouls it off the catcher, Hicks. And strike two. We'll play again six more games this series. And this is a great start to this week on 4th of July, but expecting great crowds the rest of the way here as well in Frisco. Close it out 6:05 on Sunday. Every other game at 7:05 until then. The two-strike pitch swung on and fouled right back over the netting. And remains 0-2 with one out to Brett Harris, a 1-1 tie in the third inning. Brett Harris checking in with a .279 batting average this season. Hit really well against Frisco earlier this year in that six-game series in Midland 2 months ago. The 0-2 pitch, it's inside and hit him, or it looked like it hit the bat. It's called a dead ball. It did deflect off of something. Bobby Crosby saying it hit Harris. Harris doesn't seem to have argued that line of thinking. It came up and in and hit him somewhere. Harris just stayed in the batter's box and did not move. It seemed to have hit the bottom of the bat on the handle. Yeah, it hit the handle of the bat.
And so that should be a foul ball, which is exactly what was ruled by Ty Krause. Good call by the home plate umpire. And Harris seemed to know it. He just stayed in the batter's box and conceded that, yes, it's just a foul ball. Bobby Crosby, the manager, finally agrees, goes back to his spot. Here's the 0-2 to Harris. Takes a big hack, a fly ball to left field. Aaron Zavala started in, now runs back, gets underneath, makes the catch of the warning track. And the runner holds at second. No advancement from Drew Swift. A fly out to left for Brett Harris. So Daryl Hernaez is next. The runner at second. And two outs now in the inning. A 1-1 tie. Josh Steven, who had runners in first and third, no outs in this inning, has done a good job of limiting damage. He did allow the runner from third to score. That was on the ground out. Now a fly out. And he could get out of it with just that one run against him. Hernaez swings the first pitch. A fly ball to right center. That's trouble. Carter running. It's past him. It lands for a base hit. He loses his cap as he grabs the ball. The run comes home. And Midland has its first lead. An RBI double for Daryl Hernaez. It scores Drew Swift from second base. It's 2-1 Rockhounds in the third inning. Right as Josh Steven was getting near escaping this jam with just one run against him, Hernaez picks up his 17th double to now tie the team lead in that category with Lawrence Butler, who has the other RBI this inning. And now 2-1 Midland, Denzel Clark the batter as we continue in the third. First pitch into Clark is fouled right back to the screen. And 0-1 to the Cal State Northridge product. Daryl Hernaez leading the team in batting average with .324. He had six hits against Frisco back in that series in May. Six for 18, and he picks up where he left off 2 months ago against the Rough Riders. The 0-1 pitch, a fly ball into shallow center field. Carter comes in, plays it on a bounce. They'll wave Hernaez around from second. The throw into home is in time. Got him at the plate. Evan Carter guns him out at home. The inning is over. What a throw from the center fielder Carter to play it on a bounce. Chuck it home in time. Landed perfect throw right in front of the plate. Liam Hicks applies the tag. And Hernaez is out at home. And Frisco remains down just one run. Two runs in for the Rockhounds, but not three. Evan Carter gets the outfield assist. We head to the bottom of the third inning. Midland leads it 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
2 months of free electricity after you sign up for Rhythm Energy's 2 months free 24 plan? Now that's a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7-RHYTHM. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
This is Ryan Garcia, and we're welcoming you back to the Riders Baseball Network.
Well, Frisco now trailing by a run enters the bottom of the third inning with Luis Angel Acuna to start things off. Down 2-1 to the Midland Rockhounds. First pitch of the inning is swung on, a line drive in between the third baseman and shortstop into left, base hit. First pitch swinging, and Luis Angel Acuna has himself a pair of singles on the day. He's 2-for-2. Smacks a line drive, not a missile necessarily, but fairly hard hit. Closer to the third baseman Harris than it was to the shortstop Hernaez, but neither one had a chance. And it lands in front of Butler, the left fielder, for a single. One pitch, one on. Thomas Ajayi, the batter, in the third. 2-1 Rockhounds. First pitch to Thomas is inside, and ball one. So Acuna had an infield single back in the first inning. There were two outs, nobody on. And he started a two-out rally that ended up scoring him and nobody else. He's the only runner to score today for the Rough Riders, trailing 2-1. The 1-0 offering inside again. And it's 2-0 to Thomas adjacent. And Thomas also had a single in the first inning. He continued that two-out rally with a base hit through the left side. Jack Perkins comes set, and the right-hander deals in the 2-0 pitch. It is inside once again. Three pitches, all for balls to Thomas adjacent. Because of that Acuna base hit, he was almost thrown out at first for what would have been a 1-2-3 inning in the first. But he was safe at first, and Perkins had to face four more batters after that. The 3-0, Sajacy taking a strike. A sixth pitch at bat to Sajacy in the first, he singled. Then a four-pitch walk to Hover, a four-pitch walk to Strong, and three more pitches to Josh Hatcher. So 17 more pitches after that single. Runner goes in the 3-1, a fly ball to center field. Clark running back into the gap. He makes a running catch. Acuna got to second base. He'll have to retreat to first. He does so on a jog. And so the hit and run that ends up not productive, but also not disastrous. At least it's not a double play. Acuna picked it up and that ball into deep left center field. And so now one out in the inning and Acuna back to first. Looking for his league-leading 34th stolen base of the season. Acuna will have to wait for another try. Trevor Hover climbs in. First pitch to the right fielder with one out. It swung on and hit hard to right field. Right at Butler, runs back a few steps. He makes the grab, and once again, Luis Angel Acuna gets most of the way to second, turns, returns, and is back at first. Two down. And now Kellen Strom is next to the Rough Riders. Hard hit ball at 107 miles an hour off the bat. That was the same exit velocity when Thomas Ajayi clobbered a ball to left field for a two-run home run a couple days ago in San Antonio. That looked like one of the hardest hit balls of the year. And it was. I mean, 107 is up there. That one on a little lower trajectory and dies in right field. The wind blowing more right to left as we speak here in Frisco. So two outs for the Rough Riders, down 2-1 in the top half of the third inning. Or pardon me, the bottom half. First pitch to Strom is belt high and called a ball just above the zone. The HEB family lawn coated in fans. We have not seen this number of fans in that part of the ballpark or this whole field. I mean, the seating bowl sold out tonight. The 1-0 runner starts to go a line drive towards short, caught by Hernandez, and he puts it out on a line drive right at the shortstop. 106 off the bat, but Kellen Strom ends the inning on the L6, and the Rough Riders get one hit, one left on, no runs in the third inning. 2-1 Midland after three complete frames from Riders Field and on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball may be a game with an extensive history, but on July 9th at Riders Field, we celebrate something that goes back even further, a lot further. Join us Sunday, July 9th for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company. Fans can explore a world hundreds of millions of years old with animatronic dinosaurs and Mesozoic era themes. Kids can participate in a fossil dig by the playgrounds, and there'll be plenty of photo ops for everyone who comes out to catch the game. Get your tickets for Dino Night with the Dinosaur Company on July 9th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
You're listening to the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
three innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The visiting Midland Rockhounds with two runs on three hits, no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with one run on four hits and no errors. The first pitch in from Josh Steven to Shane McGuire is a strike in the knees. 0-1 to the catcher who struck out to lead off the second inning. And now he's leading off the fourth. Righty-lefty matchup between Steven and McGuire. And the 0-1 offering from Steven is hit a fly ball deep and high to center field. Evan Carter touches a few steps back. He's underneath. He makes the catch and puts away Shane McGuire, one away. J.J. Schwarz is next for the Midland Rockhounds against this Rough Riders team that split a series against San Antonio that concluded just yesterday, our first Monday game of the year. Almost always we play Tuesday through Sunday, take Monday off, and then play another six-game series. It's the routine, but we change it up a bit. San Antonio getting a third of July game at home. Schwarz takes the first offering low, ball one. 2-1 Midland is the score, top of the fourth inning. And the base is empty with one away. Josh Steven back into the wind, and the young right-hander slings in the 1-0. This one cracked on the third base side, snared on the ground by Sajacy. Gets up, throws to first, past the first baseman Hatcher and up the right field line. And Schwarz is safe at first. He stops there. On an excellent stop by Thomas Sajacy, but his throw was low, and Josh Hatcher tries to pick it out and gets past him. And so J.J. Schwarz aboard with one out. Johnny Butler, the batter. Just to get that ball, get to that ball for Sajacy on the reaction time to dive towards the third base bag. And then got up and did have his feet set, so they may charge him an error. No, they'll call it a hit, which I'm happy with, although there's an argument there for that to be an error. First pitch swinging, and Johnny Butler misses for strike one. Now, he shouldn't be expected to make that sort of stop for Sajacy to grab it, but once he does, if he makes a misthrow, you could call it an error, but they say base hit. Fair enough. It was a hard hit ball at the third baseline for Schwarz. The 0-1 pitch, a foul right back. So one out and a runner at first for the Rockhounds. Johnny Butler, who's 0-for-1 on the day, is at the plate. Rough Riders winning yesterday 11-3 in San Antonio to close out the series, out hitting the Missions 12-5. No balls and two strikes to Johnny Butler with one out. Josh Steven from the stretch. The right-hander puts in. It is low and in for a ball. Well, the last 2 days, the Rough Riders repeated history a little bit. They scored with one out in the top of the first inning. Back-to-back days. They then gave up a home run in the bottom of the third inning and then proceeded to not give up any more runs the rest of the game. That happened back-to-back days. The 1-2 swung on and missed. Josh Steven puts away another batter. This time it's Johnny Butler falling straight as Steven's strikeout weighs his fifth of the evening for Josh Steven. Two down in the inning, and Lazaro Armenteros is next for the Rockhounds. They did something similar, though it wasn't a home run, but they scored two in the third inning after Frisco once again scored one run in the first inning today, albeit with two outs, not one out, but 3 days in a row they've done something similar. First pitch to Armenteros is down, ball one. Now, if the Rough Riders really want to repeat history, they'll have to follow up that third inning allowing runs by not again allowing any more scores the rest of the game, which they've done both on Sunday and Monday. So far, so good. Two outs, no runs in this inning, and just a runner at first. Josh Stevens' 1-0 pitch to Armenteros is grounded up the third base side, softly hit. Barehanded by Steven, he throws to first, not in time. A good pick by Josh Hatcher, or else that ball would have escaped up the right field side. It'll go down as an infield single for Lazaro Armenteros. Back to the pitcher. J.J. Schwarz up to second base on the play. And now with two outs, it's Drew Swift with an RBI opportunity. Probably would have been a better choice just to eat that ball. Not much of a chance for Steven to get the runner Armenteros. And if that ball had gotten past Hatcher, it would have advanced Schwarz at least a third, if not home. First pitch to Drew Swift is outside, ball one. Two runners on for the Rockhounds, who scored two runs last inning to take a 2-1 advantage, their current score.
Right now, we stand at the top of the fourth inning. 1-0 the count from Josh Steven. He comes back to the plate. Fastball swung on and whiffed. Right down the middle. And strike one on Drew Swift. He singled in the third inning and scored the go-ahead run. 1-2 pitch and singled to right field, going opposite way. The second baseman steps back in, 1-1 the count, with two on and two outs. Here's the pitch. It swung on and a high pop fly to shallow right field. Trevor Hover jogs in, looks up into the sky, makes the catch to put away his old Arizona State teammate. And that's the inning. No runs in for the Rock Hounds on two hits, two left aboard. And it's still a 2-1 lead for Midland halfway through the fourth inning. We'll continue after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business dealing with inefficiencies? It could be any sort of digital solution distress, workflow woes, document deviation, or print service problems. Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For a quarter century, we've been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and all of North Texas, and are proud to partner with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Josh Hatcher will start things off for the Rough Riders. 7-8-9 coming up for Frisco. In the bottom half of the fourth inning, Frisco down 2-1 is the score in the fourth. Jack Perkins works Hatcher for the first pitch. It's down and in for ball one from Perkins. Similar story for the two starting pitchers today, both of them pitching at the high A level this season and getting called up recently. Perkins just a little bit earlier. The 1-0 pitch is hit foul on a line third base side. Perkins making his fourth start since getting the call up to the double-A level. Meanwhile, his counterpart, Josh Steven, just got called up, activated today, and making his first start ever at the double-A level. The 1-1 pitch to Hatcher. He swings again and fouls at third base side. This one a little higher than a foul ball. Jack Perkins has already pitched in San Antonio, right where Frisco just returned from. So it was Midland there first and Frisco following them up. The 1-2 pitch to Hatcher is high, ball two. 2 weeks ago, Jack Perkins reached a season high and career high in pitches. He threw exactly 100 that day against the Missions, gave up four earned in a no decision. The 2-2 to Josh Hatcher, a ground ball past the mound. Second baseman Swift backhands on the run, throws across his body, and beats out Josh Hatcher by a step and a half. There's one away in the fourth inning. Liam Hicks is the batter. Midland 2 and Frisco 1 in the home half of the fourth inning. A fifth round pick out of Indiana. Just last year, Kokomo, Indiana native. And Perkins, who is still not allowed a home run at the double-A level, has allowed one run today, but no extra base hits. First pitch swinging for Hicks, he fouls it back. And it's 0-1 to the catcher. Jax Biggers is on deck. Two pretty patient and good offensive teams, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds, both in the top half, top four in the league, in fact, in walks this season. The 0-1, Hicks watches just above the belt, and 1-1 the count. They're also two teams that tend to leave a lot of runners on. They're right near the top of the league and left on base. The 1-1, Hicks is now ahead in the count. That pitch outside, it's 2-1. The Rough Riders stranding 584 runners on base this season. That's tops in the league, tied with Midland. Frisco and Midland right there at the top, but it's not all that close with anybody else. The 2-0 to Hixie, and it's over the outer half, strike two. Two balls and two strikes. In fact, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds are tied for first in all of AA baseball among the 30 clubs. No one has left more on base than these two teams facing each other today. So far, there has been a decent amount. The Rough Riders have already stranded five through three innings. 2-2 pitch, down and in. Hicks started to swing, but he held back. And now a full count. And the Rockhounds have stranded four runners on already. So two teams doing what they tend to do, getting a lot of base runners on, which is a good thing, and scoring some of them, but not all. Every club does it. The 3-2 pitch to Hicks is a line drive to right center field, hanging up in the air. It dunks down for a base hit. Liam Hicks has himself a single with one out, firing off a 3-2 pitch into shallow right center, and the Rough Riders have a runner aboard here in the fourth. Jax Biggers steps in with one out, a runner on for the Rough Riders, representing the tying run in the fourth. Midland took a 2-1 lead last inning. And now in the bottom of the fourth, Jax Biggers tries to build a rally. A three-run home run yesterday for the Arkansas product. First pitch to Jax is popped up on the infield behind home, or maybe towards fair territory, third base side. And the third baseman, Harris, straddles the line, goes over to foul ground, makes the catch. And on the first pitch, Jax Biggers is put out. Two down in the inning, and it's up to Aaron Zavala to continue the frame with two down and one on first. 2-1 Midland, bottom of the fourth. Zavala 0-for-2 on the evening. With a foul out to Brett Harris, who's been active at third base. And Zavala a strikeout as well. First pitch is high and away for a ball. Harris made a foul out catch in the first inning and the second inning and here in the fourth. So three putouts for him, but none of them in fair territory. The 1-0 pitch to Zavala is a bit inside, a touch low, and he gets ahead, two balls and no strikes. Good series for Aaron Zavala, especially towards the end in San Antonio. That series concluding yesterday, went 4-for-8 down the stretch, including a double yesterday. 2-0 pitch is below the knees. He gets ahead, three balls and no strikes. A double, a sac fly, and a walk yesterday to conclude a series in which he started 0-for-9, but then from that point on went 4-for-8 with three walks. A 3-0, Zavala taking all the way, and he draws a walk. Low, ball four. A four-pitch free pass, and Aaron Zavala aboard to push Liam Hicks to second base. Two outs, Evan Carter the batter, trying to tie this game up. He gave the Rough Riders the chance to only need one run on a tie. He pegged out a runner defensively an inning ago when Midland had already scored two runs in the third, and he prevented it from getting worse. On a single to center field, he came in, threw just an absolute dime to the plate, bouncing right in front of Hicks, and the catcher slapped the tag down on Hernandez. And limited the Rockhounds to the two runs. That score has remained 2-1. First pitch inside almost hit him, and it did. Evan Carter hit by a pitch to load the bases. He puts his hands on his knees and stays in the batter's box after getting hit. Seems to be okay. Now takes off the gear and will trot up to first base on a hit batter to load the bases for Luis Angel Acuna. So the Rough Riders with some two-out action again hit him on the front foot, it looked like. And so Evan Carter to first base, Aaron Zavala to second, and the tying run Liam Hicks to third. 2-1 Midland, and a mound visit now for Jack Perkins. He was cruising pretty well, had two outs and just a runner at first, and had not allowed a runner in scoring position since the first inning. But now bases loaded, two down. And Luis Angel Acuna, who started that two-out rally in the first inning, beating out an infield single. Otherwise, Jack Perkins would have no score off of him today. But Acuna later came around to score in that first inning. Bases loaded. Here's the first pitch. It is outside. Ball one. Two down. Hicks at third. Zavala at second. And Carter at first. Frisco trailing by a run in the fourth inning. The 1-0 pitch is just below the knees and ball two to Luis Angel Acuna. When Perkins loaded the bases in the first inning, he walked the first man he saw with the sacks juiced on four pitches. Once again, he falls behind. Two balls, no strikes to Acuna. Here's the pitch. Acuna swings and slashes it to center field. Clark running in, now moves back. He's there, makes the catch. The inning is over. And the Rough Riders go scoreless with some drama in the fourth inning. With one hit, one walk, one hit batter, three left aboard and no runs. And we are done with four innings. It's the Midland Rockhounds 2 and the Frisco Rough Riders 1. Zach Bigley has the play-by-play in the fifth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
That sound is money, and at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
This is Blaine Krim, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Welcome back to Riders Field. Top of the fifth inning, and Josh Stephen back to the hill. He'll face the top of the order with the Rough Riders trailing the Rockhounds 2-1. Stephen goes to work against Lawrence Butler, the first pitch. It'll chop around in front of home. Stephen collects in a bare hand, sets his feet, and fires to first in time to get Butler. There's one away on the first offering in the fifth inning. It's now 65 pitches for Josh Stephen through four and a third innings. He struck out five and just walked one. That one walk did come in to score, though, to lead things off in the third inning. And time called, and here comes Ichi Takazawa and the Rough Riders pitching coach John Goble, and Stephen showing some discomfort out there on the mound, and this is terrible news. Oh, man. And the Rough Riders will get the bullpen up and going real quick. Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, coming out as well. Goble talking with Stephen, who we had at the end of last season in High A Hickory. And Ichi, the Rough Riders trainer, just talking with Stephen, making sure he's doing okay. Stephen had a long history of injuries in high school. Hasn't been bitten in the professional ranks with injuries, and he's coming off the field. So, in his Double-A debut in front of his home fans, the DFW native comes off with an injury after four and a third innings with five strikeouts. We hope he's okay, and now the Rough Riders will scramble to get the bullpen going. And it's Tristan Polly who comes out of the pen. So one out, top of the fifth inning. 2-1 Midland lead, and we'll step aside for the pitching change. Return to Riders Field after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
Frisco may be 1,500 miles from Yellowstone National Park on most days, but not on July 23rd. Join us at the ballpark for Yellowstone Night with a special appearance from Denim Richards, who plays Colby in a hit TV drama, Yellowstone. Plus, grab a Rough Rider / Yellowstone co-branded belt buckle. For a $50 ticket add-on, get access to a pregame meet and greet with Denim Richards and stay to enjoy some Riders baseball. Don't miss Yellowstone Night on July 23rd. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
This is Bubba Thompson, and you listen to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
So in the top of the fifth inning, if you're just joining us, Josh Steven in his Double-A debut after throwing to first base and recording the out on Lawrence Butler has exited the game with an apparent injury. And so Brett Harris will face Tristan Polly out of the Rough Riders bullpen after his warm-up tosses, and he's allowed as many warm-up tosses as he likes just to make sure that he is good to go and all set up and warmed up. Coming out of the Rough Riders bullpen, and the bullpen has been a very good part of the pitching staff for Frisco over the last few games. In that series in San Antonio, Rough Riders had a 1.82 bullpen ERA, and so far in three games in July, they've only allowed one run in 14 and two-thirds innings. One of the toughest things you can ask a bullpen guy to do, though, is come out cold out of the bullpen. And that's what Paulie is having to do. So he comes out of the pen, and Brett Harris is in from the right side. 2-1 our score. Midland out in front. Top of the fifth inning with one out. Harris hit by pitch in the first inning. He flew out to left in the third. Right-hander at the plate. Lefty on the mound. And the first pitch from Paulie. He fits it on the outside corner. A strike, and it's 0-1. Tristan Polly of 4.50 ERA for the Rough Riders. Former 16th round pick by the Rangers in 2019 out of Indiana State. He delivers. Low and off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Indianapolis, Indiana native. Polly making his 18th appearance for the Riders in 26 innings, 24 strikeouts. 1-1 is low, and it's 2-1. Harris, the number 12 prospect in the Oakland A's organization. His top four of the order are all top 30 prospects. Left-hander's pitch. Swing and a miss. Change-up low. 2-2. You have Butler at number 7, Harris at number 12, Hernandez at number 14, and Clark at number 9. And then none the rest of the order. We're similar to the Riders' order, with the top four all top 30 prospects. 2-2 on the way from Polly. Ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still 2-2. Now Rough Riders trailing 2-1 in the top of the fifth inning on this beautiful day with a gorgeous crowd. It is so awesome to see this ballpark full. We're looking at a sellout, and it is a true sellout. There's no doubt about it. 2-2 pitch. Down low and inside. It bounced off the ground, then up off Ty Krause, the home plate umpire. 3-2. What a wonderful job by the Rough Riders sales team and the Rough Riders marketing staff to get this ready and put on a great show. 3-2 to Harris. Ball he delivers. High and outside. Man, that could have been. It wasn't a changeup. And Brent Harris walks. Ty Krause, the home plate umpire, said it was not a strike. Taylor Hernandez steps in. He had an RBI double back in the third. That's the difference in this game. The Riders would be trailing 3-1 in this game if not for the right arm of Evan Carter. First pitch. Chopper up the middle to second. Biggers has got it. On to short for one. Acuna to first. Double play. And the inning is over. 4-6-3. A double play for the Rough Riders. And that brings us to the bottom of the fifth inning. It's 2-1. Midland out in front on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Time for more baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Thomas Sejacy leads it off for the Rough Riders. Bottom half of the fifth inning, 2-1 Midland in the first pitch. On the outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. So J.C. Hover and Strom, the 3-2 up for Frisco. Jack Perkins back on the mound, and he winds back and deals. High and tight, backed him off, and it's 1-1. So J.C. is single to left field in the first inning. Rough Riders a run on 5 hits and no errors. Perkins deals home. He fits a slider on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-2. Two runs on 5 hits and no errors on the other side for the Rockhounds. It's been a well-played game so far between these two teams. Rough Riders just looking for more offense. Up until that 11-run affair in the finale yesterday in San Antonio. The 1-2. Low and outside with a slider. 2-2. So the Rough Riders had really struggled on the offensive side. Really trying to figure out the best way to get back on the offensive side on a consistent level. Here's the wind back in the 2-2. So JC takes outside, and it's 3-2. Just missing on a slider away. That's a good part of the order to have up, though. So JC, Hover, and Strong, all three have reached today. Payoff pitch. Inside corner, strike three called. So JC down on strikes with the slider, and there's one away. Perkins has his third strikeout. But Trevor Hover stands in for the Rough Riders. 2-1 Midland. Bottom half of the fifth. Hover walked in the first, lined out to right field in the third. It's 107 miles an hour off the bat. The pitch. High, and it's 1-0. Rough Riders have had a lot of opportunities today with runners in scoring position. seemingly they have. But they have not been able to take advantage. The pitch home. Fastball high and outside. 94 on the gun, and it's two balls and no strikes. Rough Riders, in reality, have had just two at-bats with runners in scoring position. The Josh Hatcher strikeout with the bases loaded in the first. Pitch is off the outer edge, and it's three balls and no strikes, and then bases loaded again in the fourth. And Acuna lined out to center at 107 miles an hour off the bat. The 3-0. Down the middle of the strike with a fastball, 3-1. So just two opportunities with runners in scoring position, but could not capitalize. 3-1. Fouled back into McGuire's glove, and it's 3-2. On the other side, Midland. They're 2-for-5 with runners in scoring position this evening. They shade Hobber to the opposite way in the outfield, to pull in the infield. Payoff home. There's a fly ball, foul left side. Still three balls, two strikes. Saw Tristan Pauly come in relief in the fifth, and we will see him again most likely in the sixth. There's nobody loosening in the Frisco bullpen. Perkins winds back the 3-2. Down low and inside for ball four, all the way back to the backstop. But Trevor Hover has himself a walk. One out base runner for the Rough Riders, trailing 2-1 in the fifth. And Kellen Strom will not face Jack Perkins. Bobby Crosby, the manager, out of the dugout. And he's going to make the pitching change. So a pitching change to bring Jorge Juan out of the bullpen down the right field line. Jack Perkins done after facing two batters in the fifth. 2-1, Midland out in front. We'll step aside for the pitching change after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field, all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The new pitcher is Jorge Juan for the Midland Rockhounds. Pitching change to face Kellen Strom. 2-1 Midland, bottom half of the fifth inning here at Riders Field on this perfect day for baseball. Happy you're with us, and happy Independence Day. Strom, an RBI walk in the first inning to produce the lone run for Frisco. Lined out to short in his second at bat of the pitch. It bounces in there in the dirt. It's one ball and no strikes. Trevor Hover at first base. One out in this fifth inning. Kellen Strom has been swinging a good bat lately. Rough Riders just trying to find some semblance of offense. 1-0 offering. Smacks it foul right side. 1-1. Fastball right down the middle from Jorge Juan, the new pitcher. Juan was not with the Rockhounds when we saw them at the start of May. But 24-year-old, 6'8" on the mound. The pitch. Fastball rips the outer edge of strike, and it's 1-2. 6'8", 200 pounds out of the Dominican Republic. Began the season with High A Lansing and dominated in 9 outings, a 0.63 ERA. 1-2 pitch. Slider low and outside, 2-2. Here at the AA level, he's run into a few more problems, but still a strong 3-2-1 ERA in his 10 appearances. 11 strikeouts over 14 innings. That's been the biggest change. In 14 to 30, he struck out 28 in Lansing. Just 11 strikeouts in 14 innings here in AA. 2-2. Bounces down in the dirt. McGuire blocks, and it's 3-2. Not as much swing and miss on chasing pitches at the AA level as the High A level, and that's usually what pitchers run into. 3-2 on Strong. Auver has his lead from first. And he goes. The pitch. Chopper back to the hill. Juan's got it. And he slops it onto first base in time for the out to get Strong. Auver down to second. 2 for Josh Hatcher, and it's another runner in scoring position for the Rough Riders. Second time that Hatcher has come up with a runner at second or third today. He's 0-2 with a strikeout and a ground out. And 2 RBI singles in yesterday's game going to the opposite field. He also had a sacrifice fly later in the game, a 3 RBI day. Juan from the stretch, the pitch. Check swing, he went around on a slider. It's 0-1. Hatcher entered into today at 9 for his first 24 with the Rough Riders, a 375 average since coming up from Hickory. The 0-1, way outside of the backstop. And that allows Hauber to move to third on the wild pitch, a 95-mile-an-hour fastball that was way outside. 1-1. Not even close. 2 starting to set here in Frisco. Pinkish hue on the soft, puffy clouds in left center field. 1-1 pitch. Swinging a fly ball down the right field line, in towards the corner, and foul. A ball and 2 on Hatcher. Didn't have home run distance. But down that right field line. 1-2 now on Hatcher. Runner at third. Riders down by 1. Got to be aware of the wild pitch as well with Juan. The offering. Down low and inside. We're even at 2-2. His crowd waiting for something to explode about. When they have had stuff, they've been amazing. Here's the stretch. And the 2-2. Hatcher fouls it back. Still 2-2. Jack Perkins exited the game in this inning. 4 1/3 innings. He is still responsible for the man at third base in Hauver. Juan ready from the stretch. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Hatcher strikes out on a 97-mile-an-hour fastball away, and the side comes to a close. No runs for the Rough Riders, no hits, no errors, and a runner left stranded. They've left 9 on the board tonight, and they trail 2-1. Top of the 6th inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Since folks first learned to crack an egg, breakfast has had a tight grip on morning. But why be limited to just then? Whataburger ended this morning monopoly by serving breakfast from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. That's 12 hours of breakfast on a bun, sausage and egg taquitos, and honey butter chicken biscuits. 12 hours that covers late night, late night, dead of night, the witching hour, crazy early morning, mid-morning, and almost lunchtime. Whataburger breakfast, just like you like it.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors. It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
As a baseball fan, you live for the thrill of watching your team move around the bases. You join the roar of the crowd, live through the highs and lows, and push your team to victory. At the storehouse of Collin County, we believe when our neighbors win, we all win. By providing food, clothing, education, and life-changing resources, we help our neighbors move toward victory one day at a time. Donate or volunteer today at thestorehousecc.org.
Hi, this is Trevor Hobart with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to Riders Baseball Network.
Tristan Pauly back to the hill for the Rough Riders in the top of the sixth inning. It's Frisco trailing 2-1 to the Midland Rockhounds on this July 4th evening. Denzel Clark, the batter, to start it in the sixth. Pauly ready from the stretch, and the left-hander deals home the first pitch. High off the outside corner, it's one ball and no strikes on the center fielder Clark, who's 1-for-2 today. He singled back in the third, and that was the assist in center field by Evan Carter that kept it a 2-1 game. 1-0 offering. Low, and it's two balls and no strikes. Beautiful throw from Carter to nail Daryl Hernandez at the plate. One of the few highlights for the Rough Riders in this game. 2-0 toss. Swinging a broken back ground ball. Left side. Pass to diving Acuna and into left field. A base hit for Denzel Clark. His second hit today. Got out in front 2-0 and shattered his bat on a changeup at the bottom of the zone. But it just found its way through the left side in between Sejasi and Acuna. Shane McGuire makes his way in. Catcher, he's 0-for-2. Now Midland going 5-1 at last week against Corpus Christi at home. What they have done this year is usually they've had a lot of success on the offensive side. Stretch in the pitch. He shows bunt, pulls back, takes down low and inside, and it's one ball and no strikes. But what they did last week was they pitched very well. A 3.33 ERA as a team that was best in the Texas League amongst everybody. Left-hander ready from the stretch. And the pitch is grounded foul back behind home. It's one ball and one strike. McGuire back in from the left side. Pauly stretches. Looking over at first, the pitch. Low and outside, it's two balls and one strike. McGuire is struck out and flied out today. Pull side shift on the infield for him. Pauly the 2-1. This is low and it's 3-1. So Midland starting out 5-1 here in the second half. It's very similar to last year in the second half when they started out 14-4. And then really everything went downhill from there in the second half for him. The 3-1. Inside, ball four. Oh, first two have reached in this sixth inning. A single and a walk. J.J. Schwarz comes to the plate. And John Goble will come out and chat with Pauly. If you're just joining us, the Rough Riders were getting a good start from Josh Steven in his Double-A debut, and he exited one out into the fifth inning with an apparent arm injury after fielding a ground ball and throwing out Lawrence Butler. So he came out of the game. And hopefully he is not out for too long. Rough Riders have Dane Acker, who just joined the starting rotation yesterday, and then hopefully on top of that, Josh Steven will be another addition to this rotation. And you just hope he's okay. Long conference on the mound with John Goble. He breaks it up. Entire infield joining there as well. Runners at first and second. Nobody out in the sixth inning. Riders trailing 2-1 to the Rockhounds. Suarez stands in. He's 1-for-2. An infield single back in the fourth inning. Pauly has his sign. He's ready from the stretch. Looking back in second, and the left-hander fires home. Fastball dots the outer edge of strike. 0-1 on Shores. A lot more power than he's shown this year. He has just 6 home runs, but he can send it a long way. This is a Midland team that's been better on the average side than the power side this year as a whole, the offering. Down low and inside, it's 1-1. Second in the league in batting average. Tied for 6th in home runs in the 10-team league. 3rd in runs per game. Pauly has his sign. He's ready. He deals in the 1-1. Swinging a ground ball to short. Acuna's got it. Flips underhand to second. Biggers to first. Got him. Double play. McGuire eliminated at second. Clark down to third. 2 outs. Big double play for Tristan Pauly. 6-4-3. And Johnny Butler stands in. Butler 0-for-2 today with 2 down. The pitch. Fastball outside corner is dry. 0-1. Butler just 2 for his first 10 since coming up from High A Lansing here at the AA level. 0-1 toss. Low and outside on a slider, and it's 1-1. Steven, though he exits this game in the 5th inning, he did provide a little bit of help for the bullpen, and Pauly can go multiple innings. Usually in the first game of the series, the stretch of the 1-1. Slider inner edge for a strike, and it's 1-2. Normally you'd have a fresh bullpen because you have the day off beforehand, but the Rough Riders did not have a day off playing through. They have a 12 straight stretch because of this 4th of July and 3rd of July. Pauly ready from the stretch, and he fires home the 1-2. Low and away, Hicks blocks in the dirt. It's right behind him, and Clark fakes going towards home and then scampers back into third, 2-2. The Rough Riders do have a few different guys available out of the bullpen today. Pauly being probably the most well-rested with 3 days of rest coming in. You also have Danny Duffy and Antoine Kelly on 2 days of rest coming into today. But it provides a little bit of an interesting predicament when you look at John Goble and Carlos Cardoza, the Rough Riders manager, and how they are to manage this pitching staff, because you are playing 12 in a row, something that you're not going to do the rest of the season. Runner at third, 2-2 on Butler. Pauly offers. Swinging a looper foul left side up over the netting onto the third base side of seats and into a fan's hands. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Butler. Midland tonight, 2-for-6 with runners in scoring position. Pauly ready. The 2-2. Chopper, first base side. Hatcher backs up. Fields underhand flip to Pauly. Race to the bag. Just in time. Pauly just beats Butler, and it's the final out of the sixth. So the first two reach. None come in to score. No runs on a hit. No errors. 2 left on. 2-1 Midland. Still to the bottom of the sixth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Rough Riders Foundation and Zeno Imaging would like to highlight Minnie's Food Pantry as they celebrate 15 years of service and over 24 million meals distributed to families in need right here in North Texas. We want to take a moment to thank all of our volunteers and sponsors for their continued support. For those in need and those wanting to help, please visit minisfoodpantry.org to learn more. If you can't feed 100 people, you can feed just one. And go Rough Riders!
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the sixth inning. Riders trailing the Midland Rockhounds 2-1. Happy you're with us on this Independence Day. Alongside Josh Warden, I'm Zach Bicklin. Liam Hicks starts it off against Jorge Juan for his second inning work from the bullpen in the first pitch. Fastball ripped foul left side. It's 0-1. 95-mile-an-hour heater from Juan, who we saw reach 97 in the prior inning. Rough Riders have left nine aboard in the game so far. One run on five hits. Juan kicks in the 0-1. Fly ball down the left side. Foul ground. Harris giving chase. The third baseman runs out of room. It's two rows deep into the seats. 0-2. Hicks singled to center field back in the fourth. He's 1-for-2 tonight. Neither team has scored since the third. The Rough Riders' one run tonight was a bases-loaded walk from Kellen Strom back in the first. 0-2 pin. High with a fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. Jax Biggers to follow, and then Aaron Zavala. It's 8-9-1 in the order. The 1-2. Low and outside. 97-mile-an-hour heater didn't get the call. Two balls, two strikes. Rough Riders trying to find the offense from the bottom of the order now. It's usually been the top of the order that's been the catalyst on this offensive explosion. 2-2. Inside, 3-2. And the top four in the order in Aaron Zavala, Evan Carter, Luis Angel Acuna, and Thomas Ejesu have all had strong seasons, or in the case of Zavala, coming on late. So now trying to find it here in the bottom half. Bottom six, down 2-1. Juan stretches in the 3-2 pitch. High off the outside corner, ball four, that'll work. Leadoff man aboard in Liam Hicks. Jax Biggers to the plate. He's 1-for-2 today. Singled into left field in the second. Left-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Juan kicks home. Low off the outside corner. It's one ball and no strikes. Jax Biggers in his third year with the Rough Riders. This is the best crowd he's seen here in Frisco. Stretch in the 1-0 pick. Breaking ball just high. Two balls, no strikes. They shade Biggers to pull in the infield, the opposite way in the outfield. Stretch in the 2-0 pitch. Bottom of the zone, a called strike, and it's 2-1. Yesterday, the Rough Riders, 11 runs on 12 hits. 11 hits the day before that as well on Sunday. But held to just one run on 5 hits on Saturday. The pitch flicks across the outside corner, a strike, and it's 2-2. And something they did better towards the end of that road trip that they haven't, quite frankly, done all season was hit home runs. Rough Riders, the bottom third in the league in home runs hit as a total. Biggers had one yesterday. The 2-2. Swing and a miss and a high fastball for strike three. One with his second strikeout, and there's one out in the sixth inning for Aaron Zavala. 2-1, Midland out in front. Zavala 0 for 2 with a walk. Couple half swings out of the hill. Juan delivers home. Zavala fouls it back into the netting, and it's 0-1. Rough Riders do have action in their bullpen down the left field line. It looks like it's Jose Leclerc who's loosening. And it is the Major League rehabber. He'll probably pitch in the top of the seventh. Stretch in the 0-1. High off the outside corner. It's one ball and one strike. What would really capitalize this incredible night would be a Rough Riders come from behind win. 4th of July brings back so many memories, of course, of growing up. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Inside corner, a called strike with a slider. It's 1-2. Josh, did you have any 4th of July traditions as a family?
You know, my mom would always bake an American flag cake.
Okay.
It was the big 4th of July thing, the tradition.
1-2 pitch. In the air, foul left side. It's still 1-2.
Do the white frosting and then do the blueberries in the top left corner for the blue, you know, on the left, and then red raspberries for the stripes across. So good. We did it even again this year.
I like it.
Cheated. I didn't do it. About you.
Here's the stretch of the pitch. A line drive to right field over the second baseman Swift. It's into right. Hicks up to second base, and Aaron Zavala has himself his first hit of the day. Well, Rough Riders with runners at first and second and one out. You can hear the wave cascading through Riders Field. And now it's Evan Carter, and he could blow the roof off this place with a ball in the gap. And time is called.
What I'd love to see is the wave go through the outfield, and Evan Carter hits a home run right to the spot where the wave is going through, like the ball lands as everyone's jumping up, already going up, and then they'd also be reaching for the ball. That'd be poetic.
Well, here it comes back through the seating bowl again. This is truly your best opportunity to do the wave because it's a sellout. It can go around the entire stadium. Mound visit over. Big spot for the Riders. Two aboard. Only one out. Juan's first pitch. Carter watches away, and it's one ball and no strikes. He's 0 for 2 with a hit by pitch tonight. Carter is grounded out, popped out, and was hit in the right leg. Stretch in the 1-0. There's a fly ball into shallow center field. Swift going back. Clark coming in. And it falls for a base hit. And he bobbles it, and he can't throw to second. It got down, and it looked like Clark would be able to throw out Zavala at first or at second base, but he bobbled it, and he couldn't make the throw. So the bases are now loaded for the Rough Riders for Luis Angel Acuña with one out. My goodness. It just kind of floated in there and dropped somehow, some way. And now it's Luis Angel Acuña's turn. He's 2 for 3 today, and his one out was 107 miles an hour off the bat. First pitch to Acuña. Outside, and it's one ball and no strikes. Fans getting loud. 1-0. The pitch. Outside, and it's two balls and no strikes. Roughriders have had the bases loaded three different times in this ballgame. They have only come up with one run in those instances. 2-0 pitch. Top of the zone, a called strike with a 96-mile-an-hour fastball, much to the chagrin of this crowd. It's 2-1 on Acuna. Roughriders are now out hitting the Rockhounds 7-6. They trail 2-1. Here she comes. Acuna, check swing, and he did not go. The pitch misses high on a fastball, and it's 3-1, and there's nowhere to put Acuna. Carter at first, Zavala at second, Hicks at third. Thomas Ajayi waits on deck. Acuna pinwheels the bat out to the hill. The right-hander Juan from the stretch. 3-1 pitch. Swinging a ground ball, base hit center field. Hicks comes in to score. Zavala around third, no throw. Riders take the lead, 3-2. A two-run single for Luis Angel Acuna. And the Rough Riders are out in front of the sixth. A clutch base hit for Luis Angel Acuna, his third hit tonight. Evan Carter stops at second. Runners at first and second for Frisco, and they have the lead. This sellout crowd going wild. Here's Thomas Sejasi now. Stretching the pitch. Inside with a slider, he hit him. Bases loaded again. Came inside and got him. What looked like on the left elbow. Bases loaded and one out. Trevor Hobber stands in. 0-1 with two walks. And a pitching change for Midland. So they'll dip into their bullpen. Charles Hall comes out. We'll step aside, return to the bottom of the sixth inning after this. 3-2 Riders on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Rider game. For solo riders, the individual tickets are available on Sundays, and don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday for Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Get ready to return to the classroom on August 5th. At Riders Field on Saturday, August 5th, we celebrate college night at 7:05 p.m. Enjoy the beer specials, a college fair, plus ticket packs available for the best value in a Riders University crew neck you can select in your school's color. Get your pencils and paper ready and get your tickets for college night on August 5th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe!
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bases loaded for the Rough Riders in this bottom of the sixth inning. Two runs are in, and Trevor Hover at the plate. Charles Hall takes over on the mound. The stretch and the pitch. On the outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-1. Two runs are in and a two-run single from Luis Angel Acuna. The Rough Riders have their first lead since the third inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Through a breaking ball, elevated, and Hover just missed it. It's 0-2. Hover has walked twice, and he's lined out to right. Three-two Rough Riders. Carter at third, Acuna at second, Sajacy at first. And the 0-2. Breaking ball, cut on and missed for strike three. Hubbard down on three pitches. Two outs in the inning. Here's Kellen Strong. It was just announced here over the PA. It's official. It's a standing room only sellout. The second largest crowd in franchise history and the largest July 4th crowd in team history. Stretch in the first pitch. Strom watches away, and it's one ball and no strikes. 12,045 fans in attendance. Incredible crowd here in Frisco. Stretch in the 1-0 offering on the way to Strom. High and tight, a strike. Late strike call from Ty Krause, and it's 1-1. Hall, the Virginia native, 28 years old. He stretches and fires. It's cut on and missed. It's 1-2. In his second year with Midland, 16th appearance on the season, he's 1-1 with a 5.40 ERA. Strong calls for time. He's 0-2 today with a walk that scored a run with the bases loaded. 3-2 Rough Riders, bottom half of the sixth inning. The 1-2, swing and a miss, struck him out with a breaking ball low for strike three. Side comes to a close, but not before the Riders scored two runs on three hits, no errors, and three left on base. Rough Riders lead it 3-2 to the top of the seventh. Josh Warden on the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network. The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy a party at the Lazy River for just $25 with a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Drafts, and more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Justin Foscue, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, Jose Leclerc enters for the Frisco Rough Riders to continue his rehab assignment with the Rough Riders. The Texas Rangers big leaguer and right-hander comes in to face the bottom part of the Midland Rockhounds order. All through six innings from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. The visiting Rockhounds with two runs on six hits, no errors. And the Frisco Rough Riders with three runs on eight hits and no errors. Frisco scoring two runs last inning to go from one run down to one run up. And now it's Jose Leclerc's job to keep that lead intact. He's ready for his first pitch of the seventh inning to Lazaro Armenteros. And it's hit high to left field, playable for Aaron Zavala. The left fielder drifts back about five steps, speeds up, reaches out, and makes the catch. Oh, it looked like a lazy fly ball, and at the last moment he started to not quite sprint, but had to pick up some speed. But he got there, got a peg. Okay, we're good. We're all right. He made the catch. Just an F7 in the box score. And one pitch into the inning, one out. And Drew Swift steps in for the Rockhounds. Nobody on. 3-2 Frisco. LeClerc's second pitch of the inning is taken this time right down the middle. And strike one. Well, LeClerc pitching his second game for the Rough Riders. He went one inning in San Antonio 2 days ago. One inning and retired all three he faced. A one pitch just below the knees towards the outside. And ball one. Most recently pitched in the majors on June 20th. And it's been a pretty good stretch. Scoreless in 8 out of his last 9 appearances before heading to the IL. 1-1 pitch is swung on and missed. Well underneath the zone. And it's 1-2. So Jose LeClerc has retired all 4 batters he has faced as a Rough Rider, including one today. And he's ahead 1-2 to Drew Swift. With one out, the base is clear. His pitch swung on and hit high to right field. Trevor Hover sprinting over. He reaches out, makes a sliding catch, tumbling over and puts it away. Robs his old ASU teammate. And there's two down on a great catch down the right field line for Trevor Hover. Just barely kept that one in his glove, spinning around as he hit the deck. Held on to it and a little smile on his belly. Trevor Hover makes a great catch. Two down. The top of the order now, Lawrence Butler, the batter. First pitch is tapped at the plate, foul. Frisco has a couple right fielders they have used this season. Kellen Strom is DHing today. Carlos Cardoza could have easily done either way. Hover or Strom have both gotten a lot of time there today. It's Hover's turn. Makes a great play. The 0-1 swung on and missed. Clerk ahead, nothing in two to Lawrence Butler. At the top of the order today for the Rockhounds, he's 0-3 with an RBI groundout. Infield shifted a bit to the right side. Butler hits from the left. Nothing in two, the count. LeClerc comes home. It is above the belt. And ball one. Still a warm night here on the 4th of July. I wish every game could be just like this. We've had some great crowds here at Riders Field this season. This one's been sublime. The 1-2 is inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes from Jose LeClerc. Wind blowing softly from right to left here in Frisco. First of 6 games this series. Running through Sunday. The 2-2 offering is a little low. And now a full count to Lawrence Butler. Frisco scoring 2 runs last inning. To come back and go 1-2-3 would be pretty big for the Rough Riders. LeClerc is 1 pitch away from doing so, but also 1 ball away from walking Butler. Here's the payoff. It is taken at the knees. Strike 3 looking. Got him with some off-speed filth at the bottom of the zone. It's a 1-2-3 inning for Jose LeClerc. It is time to stretch from Riders Field and also God Bless America at the ballpark. So we'll keep it right here for God Bless America after the Rockhounds and 2 flyouts and a strikeout here in the 7th inning. And the Rough Riders are still ahead 3-2. And now we'll take in God Bless America here from Frisco, Texas at Riders Field.
These days, reliable internet is everything. And with Astound Broadband, you'll get ultra-fast internet to stream better, work smarter, and game harder. Astound speeds start at 300 megabits per second for just $25 a month, all in with no hidden fees or contracts, plus a guaranteed two-year price lock. Make the switch today and go all in with Astound. Restrictions apply. Go to astound.com and get connected today.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning June 4th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Couldn't ask for a better night here in Frisco for a great crowd on hand here at Riders Field and a great game as well. Back and forth, the Rough Riders had a lead, lost it, took it back, and they're up 3-2 into the bottom half of the seventh inning. Still Charles Hall on the mound. Josh Hatcher is the first hitter today or for in the seventh inning for the Rough Riders. 3-2 the advantage in the home half of the seventh. Hatcher, Liam Hicks, Jax Biggers. We'll all get a trip to the plate here in the seventh inning. Charles Hall, the right-hand pitcher, to face the left-hand batter, Josh Hatcher. He comes set to the belt. He deals home low, and ball one to Josh Hatcher. Josh looking to extend a hit streak that dates back to his first game at the AA level. This is his eighth. No hits yet tonight. He's 0-3. The 1-0 pitch to the Kennesaw State product. Swung on, a high bouncer to the second baseman, fielded on the run by Swift. He throws across and puts away Hatcher on a 4-3 putout. One down in the seventh inning, Liam Hicks is next. 3-2 Frisco in the seventh. Rough Riders happy to have reclaimed the lead, even though they have left the bases loaded in the first and sixth innings. It lowers the salt in the wound in that those were two innings in which they did score, the only two. Could have been even more, but they have the lead, 3-2. Hall comes set, working out of the stretch even with the bases empty. Hicks takes on the inside corner for a strike. Now, the Rough Riders and Rockhounds are tops in all of AA baseball and runners left on base coming into today. Tied nearing 600, and it's continued today. The 0-1, Hicks takes to the backstop, ball one. The Rough Riders standing 12. And the Rockhounds a more modest 5. Now, if you look at which team in all of minor league baseball strands the fewest, it's actually a Texas Rangers affiliate. It's the Downeast Wood Ducks at the single-A level. And the Hickory Crawdads at the high-A level, also a Rangers affiliate. They're in the top 10 in terms of fewest runners left aboard. 1-1 offering, and it's to the outside half on a slider. And strike 2 on Liam Hicks. 1-2 the count. The Rough Riders have managed to work around even times where they've left a lot of runners on base. They're near the top of the league in runs per game. They score just under 5.5. Midland just behind them, 5.3. 1-2 to Hicks is just low. 2 balls and 2 strikes. There's 5 teams in this Texas league to reach 400 runs this season. Frisco just passed that mark recently. And a low-scoring game today, but the Rough Riders have the advantage 3-2. Big hole in right center field to Liam Hicks. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Takes a hack and a line drive to the netting above the first base dugout where Midland is situated. And a foul ball off the bat of Liam Hicks. His bat ended up near that part of the stands earlier today and a broken bat ground out. And about 90% of the bat went flying into the front row of the crowd. Everyone was okay. Here's the 2-2 offering to the catcher. Nick swings and hits it foul the other way, swatting it over the third base side. Hits the top of the suites, rolls back into the crowd. Hicks followed that ground out, breaking the bat, and once he used a new bat, he singled in the fourth inning and then walked and later scored in the sixth. 2-2 remains the count with one out. He swings and grounds one foul the other way. He's alternating foul balls, right side, left side, right side. And Liam Hicks will see his eighth pitch of the plate appearance against Charles Hall. One out, nobody on for the Rough Riders. In the home half of the seventh inning, ahead by a score of 3-2. Looking to take an advantage here in this series. The Rough Riders have not won a series of their last four. They've also not lost any of those series. They've split four in a row. Three wins, three losses each time. 2-2 the count to Liam Hicks. Here's the pitch. Takes a swing and fouls it back. Grounder to the backstop, and Liam Hicks will see nine pitches in this at-bat. The last time Frisco did not split a series, it was early June. They won two out of six against San Antonio. And then split four in a row. Here's another 2-2. Hicks swings and fouls it to the left side. Well, gets it double digits. 10 pitches upcoming to Liam Hicks, and it's still not even a full count. Fouling off. Five in a row. Bases empty to the left-hand hitting catcher. Waves the tan bat around. Points it over his left shoulder. Here's the pitch. Swings and taps it foul behind home off the very end of the bat, and it rolls to the backstop. On the 10th pitch of the at-bat, and he's fouled off. Now six straight. He had walked on a 3-2 pitch in the sixth inning. He singled on a 3-2 pitch in the fourth. So he has seen some really long at-bats today. This one's not even a full count yet, and yet it's been a long one. Here's the 11th pitch of the plate appearance. He takes it just above the zone, ball three, and now we've got a full count for the third consecutive plate appearance for Liam Hicks. Infield twisted to the right side to the catcher. Outfield playing pretty much straight up, just a bit to the right as well. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Here she comes. It is inside, ball four. What a plate appearance for Liam Hicks to foul off pitch after pitch after pitch, giving souvenirs everywhere in the ballpark. And finally, on the 12th pitch of the plate appearance, he draws a walk. Jax Biggers is next. One out and one well-earned base runner for the Rough Riders aboard. Bottom of the seventh inning. Frisco 3 and Midland 2. Charles Hall, perhaps a little bit out of breath, now comes to Biggers. His first pitch rifled up the right field line, a fair ball. Hicks gets to second, he'll go to third. Picked up by Butler down the right field line. His throw not in time to get Biggers at second. Hicks stops at third. It's a one-out double for Jax Biggers, who needs 12 pitches to walk when you can double on the first pitch. And Jax Biggers smashes one past the first baseman, Schwarz. He reached out to his right. It was not in between him and the bag. It was the other way, up the right field line. He was playing up the line near the bag. And a double for Jax Biggers, his fifth of the year in that category. Second and third for the Rough Riders. Aaron Zavala, with the infield pulled in, steps to the plate with one out. The initial pitch from Charles Hall is low and away. Ball one. Biggers at second, Hicks at third. The Rough Riders up by one. They have not led today by multiple runs. And they are ever so close to doing so for the first time. 1-0 the pitch. It is on the outside half. Evens the count. Wind blowing from right to left, picking up a little bit here at Riders Field. Halfway through the 9 o'clock hour. Under the lights in Frisco, Charles Hall steps off the slab, wipes off his brow, and steps back on the rubber. One ball, one strike. All four infielders in. One out, two in scoring position. The pitch swung on, a grounder up the first base side, fielded by Schwarz. He throws home and throws wild. It scores Hicks. Biggers comes home. He steps on the plate. Zavala up to second. The Rough Riders plate two runs on a throwing error. They're up 5-2. J.J. Swores threw low and wide to home, trying to get Hicks scoring from third. If it had been an accurate throw, probably would have gotten the out. But Hicks comes home and Biggers follows him. It's a two-run error on J.J. Swores. It goes down as a fielder's choice, plus an E3. And Zavala up to second on the play. There's still only one out. And Evan Carter is the batter. 5-2 Frisco. First pitch to Carter. It's down and in, and ball one to Evan. So Zavala at second. The Rough Riders build their largest lead of the game. Three-run advantage. They've scored four runs between the sixth inning and the seventh. A 1-0 offering to Evan Carter is low again. Actually, it's the bottom part of the zone. And 1-1, the count to Evan Carter, who singled last inning, part of that two-run inning. On a dropped fly ball, not called an error, but Clark, the center fielder, let it go. Now 1-1 to Carter, it's low and away, ball two. So Evan Carter, who ended up getting stranded at third in that inning, now following two runs already scoring, looking to bring Zavala around. 2-1 the count. Here's the pitch. It is low. Gets away from the catcher. McGuire sees it go through his legs. Zavala to third. And the Rough Riders 90 feet away from scoring their third run of the inning. Three balls and one strike to Evan Carter. Still only one out of the inning. These fans have had a lot more to cheer about the last couple innings. Rough Riders have trailed three innings in a row, but no longer. Now up 5-2. The 3-1 pitch swung on and missed. And a full count now to Carter. The infield has been pulled in. Didn't work for him last time when Schwarz threw wild to the backstop, trying to get the runner out at home. And the infield again in. Three balls, two strikes, one out. Runner at third. The payoff. Swung on and missed. Breaking ball gets Carter to punch out. Curveball low and away. There's two down. It's up to Luis Angel Acuna to keep the inning going. Acuna had the clutch 2 RBI single last inning to give the Rough Riders the lead. That was the only runs Frisco had scored in a 5-inning stretch off the bat of Acuna on that base hit, but they played two more this inning. First pitch to Acuna. Swung on and whiffed. Inside half. On a slider, and so in one to Luis Angel. Three singles today for Acuna, and his hardest hit ball of the night was the only time he's gotten out. A 107-mile-an-hour missile for a flyout. The 0-1. Another cut and another miss. Another slider. Same result. Inside corner, and he does make contact. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The Rough Riders have scored two this inning. And looking to add on with Aaron Zavala at third. The infield has been pulled back. The outfield has stepped deep to the hot hitting Luis Angel Acuna. He's in an 0-2 hole. Hall's pitch is low and away in the dirt and blocked by McGuire. When the Rockhounds come to the plate next inning, they'll have the top portion of the order to the plate. They're down to their final six outs. Jose Leclerc pitched last inning. Nobody throwing in the Rough Riders bullpen right now. Either somebody's already hot or Leclerc will throw a second inning. 1-2 the count to Luis Angel Acuna. He swings at a breaking ball in the dirt. He punches out. The throw from McGuire to first is in time. And the inning is over. But the Rough Riders get two runs, add on to the lead. 5-2 Frisco with a Jax Biggers double and a two-run error along the way. Frisco up 5-2. And we are done with seven innings from Riders Field and on the Riders Baseball Network.
Huge, gigantic, enormous. Whatever you want to call it, 2 free months of electricity is a big deal. Go to rhythmenergy.com/radio.
You can obtain important standardized information that will allow you to compare this product with other offers. Contact Rhythm Energy at 888-7 Rhythm. Eligibility requirements, terms, and conditions apply.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2023. For three games this season, the Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 3rd, July 22nd, and September 9th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Day on Independence Day as Jose LeClerc comes back out for the Frisco Rough Riders in the eighth inning facing Brett Harris, Daryl Hernandez, and Denzel Clark with a 5-2 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders, having taken the lead in the sixth inning, add two more onto it in the seventh and now on to the eighth. First pitch to Brett Harris is a little bit low and ball one. Standing room only sellout. What a crowd here in Frisco. Second largest crowd in franchise history. And never before have we seen this on Independence Day. Now 1-0 to Harris. He is a bit inside. Largest crowd ever on 4th of July. And that's saying something. I mean, you're always expecting big crowds on Independence Day. But this is just something else here in Frisco. Two balls, no strikes. LeClerc deals. Swung on and whiffed from Brett Harris. It's 2-1. Seventh round pick out of Gonzaga a couple years ago, playing in Spokane. Harris has reached two out of three times today, once on a hit batter and once on a walk. The 2-1 offering from Jose LeClerc is outside in ball three. Top of the eighth inning, 5-2 Frisco. The bullpen has held up recently for the Rough Riders, including yesterday when Frisco built a 7-1 lead over San Antonio and still outscored the Missions the rest of the way. 3-1 pitch is hit high and not too deep to left field. Now it picks up carry to the warning track, and that ball's gone. That ball was not screamed off the bat, and it just carried and carried. And Brett Harris leaves the yard on a solo leadoff home run. It's now 5-3 Frisco. Zavala wasn't even sprinting back at first on what looked like a lazy fly that would have gotten right about to him and left, but it just kept on going. And Jose LeClerc allows his first run as a Frisco Rough Rider after going three up, three down in a pair of innings in his rehab assignment. Gives up a home run, and he'll be pulled from his ball game with nobody out in the eighth. A two-run lead for the Frisco Rough Riders in the top half of the eighth inning here in Frisco. And Michael Brewer comes in and will relieve LeClerc in the eighth. 5-3 Frisco on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are bringing Scranton, Pennsylvania to you on July 21st with Pretzel Day, featuring an appearance from Leslie David Baker, who played Stanley in The Office. Arrive early for a World's Best Ballpark mug giveaway, and for a $50 add-on prize, fans can visit with Baker during a pregame meet and greet. Come enjoy the best day of the year, Pretzel Day, and enjoy a Rough Riders game at 7 p.m. on Friday, July 21st at Riders Field. Purchase your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating under the North Texas sky at Riders Field, with tickets starting as low as $12. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
If you enjoy sipping a cold one at a baseball game, clear your calendar on August 20th for Beer Fest. Teaming up with Andrews Distributing, the Rough Riders will have plenty of beer tasting options throughout the ballpark, with a multitude of brands showcased and available. And even better, August 20th is one of our four Bark in the Park nights. So bring your furry friends and enjoy beer tasting at Riders Field, all on the same night, Sunday, August 20th, with first pitch at 6:05. Let's ride.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
After a solo home run to lead off this inning for the Midland Rockhounds, they trying to keep cutting into the deficit. Frisco 5, Midland 3. Michael Brewer enters with nobody out of the eighth inning, changing for Jose Leclerc. His first pitch into Daryl Hernandez is on the outside corner for a strike. So one batter in this inning, one home run. Brewer now facing the middle part of the order. Hernandez, the shortstop, with a double today. He's 1-for-3. 5-3 Rough Riders in the eighth inning. Here's the pitch. He swings and a breaking ball lines it up the middle into center field. Base hit. Landed at the very back of the dirt behind second base. Daryl Hernandez greets Michael Brewer with a hard hit single right back up the box. And there's one on for the Rockhounds with a tying run stepping to the plate. Denzel Clark, the batter, with still nobody out in the eighth inning. Brewer owning a 4.05 earned run average this season in his 16th appearance on the year. One win, two losses. His pitch to Clark is outside at ball one. He has logged 20 innings this season. 14 strikeouts. The right-hander working from the stretch. He rips home. A high grounder towards third. So JC running over Fields. Throws to second. Biggers has the out. No chance for a double play. Just steps off the bag with the speedy Denzel Clark running up the line. It's a fielder's choice, 5-4. One out in the inning. Shane McGuire is next. Now he represents the tying run for the Rockhounds. Still five outs to work with for Midland. Eighth inning as we stand. This crowd staying put here, awaiting a double fireworks show after the game. First pitch into McGuire is outside for ball one. Great start to July for the Rough Riders. The first home game here this month. And largest 4th of July crowd ever in the 20-year history for Frisco. 1-0 offering to Shane McGuire with one away. He swings a line drive towards second. Bigger snares it. Throws to second. Acuna on to first. There's the double play. The inning is over. Biggers to Acuna to Hatcher. 4-6-3 twin killing. And Frisco gives up just the one run and maintains a two-run advantage. 5-3 Rough Riders on to the bottom of the eighth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
You asked, we listened. You can now book a suite for a 2023 Riders game with as few as 10 people. Mini suite packages include 10 suite tickets and complimentary parking. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more information. Let's ride. Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Frisco Rough Riders fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, we make smiles affordable with 0% APR financing. With some of the country's leading orthodontics right here in the DFW area, we love to see Rough Riders fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit smiledoctors.com today and book your free consultant. That's smiledoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, the official smile providers of minor league baseball.
This is Matt Watley, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
New pitcher in for the Midland Rockhounds, product of Stephen F. Austin State and Nacogdoches, Texas. Trayson Kubo enters for the Rockhounds. A 5-3 lead for the Frisco Rough Riders in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Thomas and JC and the Rough Riders will try to extend that advantage here in the eighth. Double fireworks show upcoming here in Frisco, and then five more home games along the week. If you're feeling some FOMO not being here at the ballpark, don't worry. Play five more through Sunday. First pitch into Sajacy is a little low and outside, and ball one from Trayson Kubo. Kubo, who has now made 11 appearances for the Rockhounds, ERA 12.19. Second pitch is on the outside corner to even the count at 1-1. It's a JC who led the Rough Riders in hits in the Midland series back in May. This is the second series between these two clubs. He had 9 hits, all singles. 1-1 offering is at the knees in strike 2. He has another single today, so 10 singles against the Rockhounds this year so far. In the 7th game played between these two teams. The 1-2 pitch to Thomas and JC is low and away, ball 2. Could shape up to be a really good series. These two teams very evenly matched. They're 6th and 7th in the Texas League in ERA. Midland just below 5, and Frisco just above 5 earned runs a game. 2-2 pitch, swung on and fouled right back. Frisco and Midland 3rd and 4th in runs scored per game, so they're both in the top half, back-to-back in that category. They went 9-9 against each other last year. So neck and neck in terms of runs given up, runs scored, and what they did against each other a year ago. 2-2 pitch. He is outside. Full count now to Thomas Adjacent. Leadoff man here in the 8th. Frisco ahead 5-3. JC calls for time before the payoff pitch, with the wave restarting here at Riders Field. He's going pretty healthy back in the 6th inning and now revives in the 8th.
I don't know about the double wave.
2 times in 1 game.
Yeah.
Limit 1 per contest. Here's the payoff. It is low. Ball 4. Thomas and JC earns a walk. And he's reached base 3 out of 5 times today.
It's like limit 1 per customer.
So each person in the stands gets to start one wave today.
Exactly.
It's about 12,000 waves. Kellen Straw moves into the on-deck circle, gives a fist bump to a young fan in the stands as he does so.
Those little boys have been getting their money's worth with the fist bumps, every single player.
Yeah. Trevor Hover is the batter. First pitch to him is fouled back. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Trayson Kubo. Hover has a pair of walks today. Runner at first for Frisco, nothing in 2 to the left-hand hitting Trevor Hover. Nobody out in the 8th inning. The wave settles down. 1 strike pitch is outside and ball 1. Did it go away? It's simmering. You can hear it. Yeah, right when you think it's gone, there it is. I don't see it, though. Where is it? Oh, it's below us. There it is. I knew it was somewhere. Sneaky. 1-1 is outside. 2-1. We can see about 80% of the fans here at the ballpark, but just below us, underneath the awning, is the only part where we cannot see. 2 balls, 1 strike. Nobody out in the 8th inning. Kubo fires in. Hover flies it to center field. Not hard, not deep. Clark moves in a few steps. Makes the catch, 1 out in the inning, and Thomas and J.C. Holtz put at first base. Kellen Strom to the plate with a walk today, 0 for 3. Speaking of guys who hit really well against Midland, he led the team with a .400 batting average in Midland 2 months ago. 8 for 20 with a couple doubles and a home run for Kellen Strom. The second of 4 meetings between these clubs, 4 series this year. First pitch to Strom. Breaking ball inside. It's 1-0. We'll play again against Midland. Frisco faces the Rockhounds in early August at home again. And then on the road later in the month of August. For the 3rd and 4th series. 1-0 pitch to Kellen Strom. He swings a fly ball right over the netting. And it's 1-1. Early in July, the one disappointing part about this month is that we will not be able to say happy birthday to any Frisco Rough Riders. There's not a single player on this roster who has a birthday in the month of July. Here's the 1-1. Kellen Strom slashes it down the right field side and foul. Our next birthday isn't for another month. August 8th, the guy who's currently pitching for the Rough Riders, Michael Brewer, will celebrate a birthday on the 8th of August, but there are no July birthdays. Have to wait around for some cake. 1-2, the count to Kellen Strom with a runner at first. Here's the pitch from Trayson Kubo. Actually got him picked off, but he throws high. So JC then runs to second to throw up the right field line. It bounces away. So JC up to second. Should have been picked off. He's gifted second base. It's not his birthday, but he gets a gift there. He was working towards second and to dive back into first, but the throw wild hit the tarp up the right field line and bounced towards second base, and it rolled almost all the way to the bag. The first baseman, Schwarz, was running alongside the ball. Not quite hip-to-hip with Sejacy, but kind of going the same direction. Sejacy into second on an error on the pitcher. One out. Kellen Strom, the batter. 5-3 Frisco. Here's the pitch. It is low. Strom now even. Two balls and two strikes. Frisco scoring two runs last inning. Two runs the inning before. Snapping a streak of four straight innings without a run. Ahead 5-3. There's the 2-2. Strom taps it foul right off the end of the bat. Behind home. And still 2-2 to the designated hitter. Yeah, the first run scored tonight. Kellen Strom with the RBI back in the first inning. With an RBI walk. On Independence Day, and walks in a run on the free pass. 2-2 the count. It is low. Now a full count to Kellen Strom. Josh Hatcher on deck will get an at-bat this inning, barring a double play. One out, 3-2 the count to Kellen Strom. He's ready, so is Trayson Kubo, who comes set. Right-hander fires in. Runner goes. Breaking ball, high ball, force, and J.C. steals third without a throw. And the Rough Riders got runners on the corners here in the eighth inning. Carlos Cardoza, the manager, was up near the third base bag, hollering at Thomas and J.C., maybe yelling, go, go, go. Perhaps that was his indication, because he was saying it right before Kubo started his pitching motion. So J.C. broke for third. This is seventh steal of the year. He's into third base. Kellen Strom aboard on his second walk of the day. Josh Hatcher is the next hitter for the Rough Riders. One out in the eighth inning, and Frisco leads 5-3. Trayson Kubo is set to Josh Hatcher. Righty-lefty matchup. His first pitch. Swung on a missed. Breaking ball. Twist underneath the barrel of Hatcher and strike one. Owen won the count to Josh Hatcher. Kubo is set again. And his pitch. Swung on and hit hard to center field. Clark running back, still going, reaches out, makes the catch, but it'll score a run. Thomas Sejacy sprints in. A sacrifice fly for Josh Hatcher. The Rough Riders lead it 6-3. The Rough Riders have had so many hard hit balls tonight that did not result in productive outs. This one 107 miles an hour off the bat, and it was productive. And the fans love it. Liam Hicks comes in. Two outs, now a runner at first for the Rough Riders. 6-3 the score. Frisco in front. And the first pitch will not count. Trayson Kubo threw home. Tardy. A pitch clock violation. It was outside anyway, so we'll just pretend it was a fastball away for ball one. And 1-0 is the count to Liam Hicks. Kellen Strom at first. The Rough Riders scoring in three consecutive innings down the home stretch of this ballgame. The 1-0 is taken right down the middle and strike one to Liam Hicks. The Rough Riders led briefly 1-0. Had that lead a couple innings. Midland scored two in the third inning. And that lead held until the sixth. The 1-1. Fouled right back to the screen, and it's 1-2 to Liam Hicks. He's gotten aboard three times in a row. Two walks and a single. The Rough Riders took the lead in the sixth on a two-RBI single from Luis Angel Acuna. Played a two more runs the next inning on a throwing error, and add one more run this inning on a Josh Hatcher sacrifice fly. Hicks calls for time and steps out of the batter's box. Rough Riders totaling nine hits in the ballgame now, after out-hitting San Antonio by 17 over the course of the series that concluded yesterday. Out-hit the Missions every game except for one. A throw back to first, and Strom is back. One ball, two strikes, two outs. The Rough Riders out-hitting Midland just barely, 9-8 tonight, but they lead in the scoring category, 6-3. 1 and 2 the count to Liam Hicks. Here's the pitch from Trayson Kubo. Swung on, a foul tip. Held on by McGuire. Strike 3, and the inning concludes. The one run comes home on no hits, 2 walks, 1 left aboard. And the Rough Riders get an insurance run. We head to the ninth. Frisco 6, Midland 3. The play-by-play from Zach Bigley after this on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoatServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Drivers, start your engines. The Rough Riders are speeding through the 2023 Texas League schedule, and you can join them on the racetrack August 19th. Come out to Riders Field for NASCAR Night presented by the Texas Motor Speedway. Get your own Texas Motor Speedway and Rough Riders co-branded hat at the gate. Plus, check out the official pace car and plenty of race-themed activities throughout the game. Get your tickets for August 19th at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Hi, my name is Martin Perez, and you're listening to Riders Radio.
Anton Kelly takes over on the mound for the Rough Riders as Frisco looks to end this 4th of July night with a victory. They lead it by a score of 6-3, and it's a save opportunity for Anton Kelly. Fifth man out of the Rough Riders bullpen in tonight's game. J.J. Schwarz to lead things off. Schwarz 1-for-3 today. It's 6-7-8 in the order for Midland. Kelly ready from the stretch, and the left-hander's pitch. Low three-quarter arm slot fastball, ripping a miss, and a 99-mile-an-hour heater, and it's 0-1. Boy, this place is going to explode if he hits 100. He can't reach there. He's reached 101 at his peak this year. Stretch in the 0-1. Swing and a miss, and a high fastball at 97. It's 0-2. Antoine Kelly has not been the necessary closer for the Rough Riders, but he's had closing duties at times this year, and he has reveled in it. The 0-2. Inside, 1 ball, 2 strikes, and another fastball. If you listen to our pregame show, great interview from Josh with pitching coach John Goble, who's talking about how much Kelly has improved over the course of this season and how much he's fallen in love with this role as a late-inning pitcher. The 1-2 pitch. Fouled away right side. It's 1 ball and 2 strikes still on Schwarz. The 23-year-old out of Wabash Valley Community College, 2-0 with a 3.33 ERA, has converted all 5 of his save opportunities. In 23 outings, 27 innings, he has 39 strikeouts. He tries for one here. The 1-2. Swing and a foul back into Hicks' glove for strike 3. His 40th strikeout of the year is the first out of the ninth inning. Rough Riders have whipped 7 tonight as a pitching staff. But Johnny Butler stands in. He's 0-for-3. Riders lead at 6-3 in the top of the ninth inning. They trailed at 1.2-1 until the bottom of the sixth inning. Left on left, first pitch. Fastball, bottom of the zone, a strike at 99, and it's 0-1. A 2-run go-ahead single from Luis Angel Acuna gave the Rough Riders the lead in the sixth, and then 2 more runs in the seventh to pad the lead. The 0-1. swing and a miss and a slider at the bottom of the zone, and it's 0-2, and that proved to be very important because in the top of the eighth inning, Brett Harris hit a solo home run. But Butler steps out, it's 0-2. Fans making some noise. 6-3 Riders. Kelly Reddy is in the 0-2 pitch on the way to Butler. Swing, and a man struck him out. 99-mile-an-hour fastball, top shelf. Two outs. Six-three Riders with two down. Lazaro Armenteros to the plate. First pitch to the right-handed batter. Swing and a miss and a fastball, and it's 0-1. Armenteros walked in the third, singled in the fourth, flew out to left in the seventh. Kelly Reddings. And he brings in the 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. 12,045 on their feet. 6-3 Rough Riders. Top half of the ninth. Kelly Reddings. And the 0-2 pitch on the way. Fly ball foul right side, and it's 0-2 still. Ooh, the stuff of goosebumps. We'll do it again here on 0-2. Two outs, bases clear. Kelly Reddings. He stretches, kicks, and the 0-2 pitch on the way. Fastball high, and it's one ball and two strikes, prolonging the moment. This crowd has been excellent tonight. They're fired up. They're ready for some fireworks. Kelly trying to send the fireworks popping. He's ready for the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch to Armenteros. Fouled away, back behind home to the right. A 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes, and Kelly smiles as he climbs back up top of the hill. I'm sure he's enjoying this, and why not? 12,045 in the palm of his hand. He's ready to go. And the 1-2 pitch on the way. Shot slow and inside with a 100-mile-an-hour fastball. It could have been. He didn't get it. Two balls and two strikes. That's just about as good of a miss as you'll find on 100 on the gun. He's ready again. He brings in the 2-2. Swinging a ground ball to third. Bobbled by Sejasi. He's got it. Fires to first. In time. Happy 4th of July. The Riders win on Independence Day 6-3. And they take game one over Midland. What a game. Riders at one point trailed by a score of 2-1. And four runs combined between the sixth and the seventh inning brings them to victory. 6-3, the final score from Riders Field in Frisco, Texas. Josh Warden has your post-game coverage when we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
We believe who children become is as important as what they know. That's why teachers at Primrose Schools of Dallas use the Primrose Friends puppets every day to teach children all kinds of character traits, like cooperation and how to be a good friend. That's also why we created the Harmony and Heart Music and Literature program with original songs and books that help children become dynamic thinkers, good listeners, and kind people. Learn more about how we help children build character at primroseschools.com/Dallas.
At Carpet Tech, our job is about so much more than cleaning floors.
It's about personal investment. But don't just take our word for it. Hear what real Carpet Tech customers have to say.
Great prices, and the carpet looked amazing.
The young men who work for Carpet Tech are always prompt and explain their services before they begin the job.
This company is super polite and friendly. My carpets have never looked so good.
They came out on very short notice and did a fantastic job. I'm very proud to recommend them.
Thank you, Collin County, for trusting Carpet Tech.
Strike three, Collin. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, you can still hear the fans simmering after a come-from-behind 6-3 win on 4th of July. Carlos Cardoza, the manager, waving up into the stands, greeting all the onlookers. A whopping 12,045 who have taken in a great game for the Frisco Rough Riders, trailing for three innings. Went four innings in a row without scoring from the second, third, fourth, fifth innings. But woke up late, two runs in the sixth, two runs in the seventh, one more in the eighth, and come back to win it 6-3 tonight over the Midland Rockhounds. The Rough Riders have a winning record now in the second half at 4-3, and Midland loses just for the second time in seven games since the midway point. Antoine Kelly came on for the save at the end. The win today goes to Tristan Polly, who entered back in the fifth inning. And he goes to 1-0, his first win of the season, and Jorge Juan suffers the loss. He's 0-2. Great offensive day for Luis Angel Acuna. Not only the go-ahead 2-RBI single, he went 3-for-5 today. And the ballgame for the Rough Riders, 2 RBIs, a run scored as well. And Acuna highlights this ballgame for the Rough Riders, reaching three different times on singles, and then he also hammered a ball to center field for an out, 107 off the bat. That was the hardest hit ball he had. And that's how baseball goes sometimes. Thomas Ajayi also a good day, 1-for-3 with a run scored. He had a single back in the first inning to extend a two-out rally for the Rough Riders to take their first lead of the game. And even though it didn't last, the Rough Riders would come back for the go-ahead score in the sixth. So Ajayi scored the insurance run in the eighth. When he led off with a walk, he later stole a base and came in to score. Liam Hicks also went 1-for-3, batting in the 8-hole. Jax Biggers 2-for-4 today with a double and a run scored. Aaron Zavala 1-for-4, and Evan Carter 1-for-4, also reaching on a hit batter. Frisco wins at 6-3 today, and good bullpen work as well. The only run allowed was by the MLB rehabber, Jose Leclerc, who had pitched a 1-2-3 inning, came out for another, gave up a solo home run, and was pulled. But then Michael Brewer pitched the rest of the 8th inning without a run. And Antoine Kelly went 1-2-3 in the ninth. We'll do it again tomorrow at 7:05. Ryan Garcia gets the ball for the Rough Riders. The right-hander countered by a fellow righty, Joey Estes, starts for the Midland Rockhounds. Good day for the Rangers, beating the Boston Red Sox today 6-2. Both teams collecting 10 hits. Two of them by Josh Young, former Rough Rider, 2-for-5 in the ballgame. And with an RBI as well for Josh Young. And 6-2 win for the Texas Rangers today at the Major League level. Around the Texas League, Springfield defeats Amarillo 9-8 today. Corpus Christi beats San Antonio 5-3. In 11 innings, Tulsa beats Wichita 5-4. And in the bottom of the ninth, Arkansas leading Northwest Arkansas 6-2. A quick look around the Rangers minor league affiliates before we sign off here on this Independence Day. The Down East Wood Ducks victorious today over Kannapolis 4-2. The Hickory Crawdads in a 14-inning barn burner, winning over Winston-Salem 6-4. And Round Rock blanking Sugarland 2-0 at the AAA level. So, good day for the Rangers affiliates. From single A, high A, double A, triple A, and at the big league level, every team wins today for the Texas Rangers system. We'll hope to have some similar results tomorrow. 7:05 the first pitch, 6:50 on the pregame show on July 5th here from Riders Field. Happy 4th of July, everybody. We've got some fireworks, a double fireworks show coming up here for the ballpark. And it should be a great rest of the evening here in Frisco, just into the 10 o'clock hour. And we'll do it again tomorrow at 7:05. Well, for Zach Bigley, the voice of the Rough Riders, I'm Josh Warden. See you tomorrow from Riders Field. The Rough Riders win it today 6-3 on the Riders Baseball Network. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!